Hey, man, what's up?
The mic looks incredible.
It looks good, right? You got to talk to it.
It looks incredible,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah? I fixed it.
So happy.
I fixed it, man.
That's awesome.
I fixed it. Lights are back. Mic is back. We're back. You're 100%.
Why is it upside down?
Oh, that's a long story. We can get into it if you want. Or you could just be like, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, man. Look good. Look good. You look well rested. Colby was here 2 minutes ago. I was. It's the first time in a long time that I'm like, he may not be here.
I should have just not showed up.
He may not be here. And then he arrived literally as the Colby Plays Games portion of the introduction began, which is the 2 minute countdown for those of you at home. And he goes, I was in bed 5 minutes ago. And now we're drinking Coors Light?
I mean, if you want some.
I mean, I do, but you woke up 7 minutes ago.
I was already 3 mimosas deep, so.
How is this possible? Okay. If you woke up 7 minutes ago. What time did you wake up? No lies.
I woke up at 10:20.
Okay, that is a lot longer than 7 minutes ago. It's now 2 p.m.
I woke up at 10:20.
Okay.
And watched YouTube videos while Britt slept for another 40 minutes.
Okay.
Then I finally go in there. I'm like, hey, wake the fuck up.
So you're in another room?
Wake up. Yeah, I'm watching it in my living room. She's
okay.
In the bedroom sleeping.
All right, what are you wearing?
Nothing. Underwear.
Sweet. I like this. Okay.
Uh-huh. Watching YouTube for that amount of time. Then I go in, try and wake her up. That takes about 30 minutes.
Okay. How do you wake her up? You just like poke her or?
Yeah, shake.
Okay.
I start off gentle, but then she.
It never works.
Does
gentle.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And then I have to start shaking.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Maybe it wasn't 10:30. Maybe it was 11.
It's in that range between 10 or 11.
Well, so we get up finally at noon. We go and
God,
eat.
That's good. Oh.
We go
so,
and eat.
Oh, that's so good, though. What'd you eat?
We went to that steak and seafood place, the Sweet Spot.
Right over here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They had a 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. brunch.
Okay. How much was your bill there?
$75.
Yes, it's very expensive.
It was $22 a person for the breakfast buffet, which was like probably like a 3-star hotel's breakfast.
Okay. So not great.
Not
but
fantastic.
It's not worth $22.
Well, like, they had, like, prime rib there that you could have gotten, and I was not about
prime
that.
Prime rib for breakfast,
yeah.
Though? Like, that doesn't really fit on, like, a brunch. I feel like they put that there, they probably made one, and they're like, this justifies the cost.
They got a prime rib and a ham.
Okay, I mean, ham's good for breakfast.
They got a carving
I do
station,
like ham.
Is what they call it.
Oh, yeah. Where they got one guy wearing, like, 7 layers of plastic, and he's just slicing meat.
Yep.
Yeah. You're paying his salary.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what weekend, but some weekend in September, Cameron and Brian are coming down to see Chris and I, but it's not really to see Chris and I. It's because the Two Brothers Barbecue does a barbecue breakfast buffet every Sunday.
Mm.
Have you ever checked that one out?
Mm-mm.
They literally have a breakfast buffet, but it's like an actual buffet, not a fancy schmancy one, and an entire barbecue buffet the same time.
You mean the place that's literally right next door?
That's like- right. That's right. Walking distance. Not really.
Fuck
but
that.
It's not really walking distance.
It is.
I mean,
that would be a good
well,
way to
I mean,
burn off
anything is walking
eat.
Distance depending on your fitability, you know.
No, it's not. New York is not walking distance.
A lot
bro.
Of people walk in New York, man.
A lot of people don't walk from Kansas to
but
New York.
But you could. Lewis and Clark did.
No, they didn't.
They walked from, I don't know where it's they started. Proven. I assume it's like Delaware, and they walked to California.
It's not proven.
I think it's proven it's because they true. Ate a bunch of mercury on the way and they pooped and like they could track their poops.
I don't think that was
that is true, man. That is a factual fact.
Oh,
they could track Lewis and Clark through their mercury poops. That's a fact. That's history. This isn't like the sun is fire. This is actual truth.
No.
That's the gospel truth, as they say at Hercules.
You know whose name I couldn't remember?
Who's
earlier?
That? Sacagawea?
Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, why were you trying to think of him?
He was on TV for an Apartments.com commercial.
Oh, yeah, he does do those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, back to your morning. So you went Nate.
Went Nate. I had 3 mimosas.
Okay.
I got home at 1.
Uh-huh.
I laid down, and then I fell asleep until 1:51.
Okay.
And then I'm here.
Uh-huh.
That's my morning.
It sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, Taco, what's up, dude? Okay, I got a question for you. You said 20 seconds before we started going live. We should move the time of the show to earlier,
yep.
Which I've said before and you've yelled at me.
Yep.
How about we move it to like 10, and instead of you bringing beer, mm-hmm. we eat breakfast.
Where?
Here.
You want me to bring breakfast?
Like we just bring, like we can make it or something, I don't know.
That sounds like a whole lot more work.
We could just eat breakfast on the show.
People don't want to hear us eat.
People, I don't care what they want.
Shouldn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's our brand to not care.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, do you care?
I mean, I would turn off a podcast if they started eating.
I mean, let me tell you this. I wouldn't listen to this right here.
I
this
would.
Man,
I
yawning
totally
constantly.
Would. Sorry, man. I'm tired. Suck my dick.
I'm just saying. I feel like if you cared about the quality of the audio product, maybe you wouldn't nap until 9 minutes before it goes live. Make it later, bring tacos and tequila. I'd be fine with that, too. But Colby's napping at that point. About 80% of his day not occupied by this show is nap time or feeding.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, he's either feeding or sleeping or doing this show. That's his normal Sunday because it's recovery from his Saturday, which I assume was ridiculous. Mm-mm. No? Why are you so tired then, man?
Because I woke up at 10.
That's late.
That's early
that's
for
late.
Me. It's early.
What time did you go to bed?
Like 2.
That's a lot of sleep. That's 8 hours of sleep, man.
That's not enough. With the booze, you gotta add like an extra 3.
Oh, is that how that works? Mm-hmm. What were you drinking? Coors?
Yep.
It's a good beer, man.
Yeah.
These mountains don't turn blue on this one, though, do they?
I don't know.
It's a racket.
Do they turn blue on your cans?
Yeah. Oh, wait. They do. Look, it's blue right here.
Oh,
they
shit.
They do turn blue. Okay, good.
No shit, balls.
I was worried, man. Yeah, because if I warm it up, yeah, see, look, I put my warm thumb on it, and look, it'll turn less blue. See? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta know, man. Otherwise, how are you supposed to know if your beer is cold? The mountains don't turn blue. How are you supposed to know if your beer is cold?
Taste it.
I bet this turns blue down here, too. Yep.
Nope.
Oh, no.
It does, because it's one of the inks.
Yeah,
they use.
Absolutely. Hey, what's up, Acid? How are you? Acid apologizes for the murder of you.
I don't accept.
Did you know Ren posted something in our Discord like a day after, and then he posted something in it yesterday, too? Like, I think he's been lingering on the guilt of murdering you.
He should.
I mean...
That was completely uncalled for.
I can't disagree with you, but it's not me that was murdered,
well,
so...
Well, I mean, it is actually fine, since it's taken me a year and 2 months to do his... fucking shit.
It really has. It is approaching, it's closer to a year now than it is months.
That's deserving. Yeah. He can continue to kill me just as long as I can continue to not make a shit.
I feel like if you actually make it to a year without doing his stuff, he should actually be able to kill you in real life.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, no, I don't, no.
You already said that's fine, it's too late, it's been clipped.
I take it back.
Can't.
I do.
You can't.
I just did.
Nope. Yeah, that part, this part isn't clipped, so...
I'm going to break your fucking mic holder next.
Don't do that.
You want that?
No, I don't.
Then shut up.
Although I could find a replacement, but it's a pain in the butt.
How much was that?
This, I think it was $7. I think $7.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, technically, I got it for free, but I'm not sure why.
I was about to ask you last night if you wanted to go see Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I wouldn't have money. Also, I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Kansas City yesterday.
That's right.
So, yeah, but... Yeah, when I bought that, Amazon gave me a courtesy credit, and it was just free. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're nice, I guess?
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, right?
Super weird.
They just gave it to me for free. They called it a courtesy credit.
That doesn't happen.
It happened. I don't know what it was, but they did it. I ain't going to complain.
I got pizza on Friday. I got a free $10 because I've ordered so much pizza.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Why so dark? Colby is just wearing all black today. He's a black man.
I'm the Dark Knight.
Yeah, he's the Dark Knight. You know, actually what we should... You know what it probably is we probably didn't adjust the settings back. Did we ever change the settings?
No, there weren't any settings to change.
I can't remember, but whatever. It's fine. We
look
good.
It looks fine.
It looks fine.
Looks great. You got your light.
We got the light
back.
It's good.
Great.
All right, it's fine. Did you just say Colby was a black man? He's black.
Yeah. in all the parts that I'm white.
What's the problem? I'm a blue man. What's
blue
the
man
problem?
Chew? You Blue Manchu in there, man?
Isn't it Fu Manchu?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
I said Blue Manchu.
All right, I'll just check it. Okay.
Back off.
So how you been, man? How was your weekend?
It was terrible.
Yeah? What was so bad about it?
Well, Friday night, we don't get any texts from our friends. Typically, our friends go out on Saturday because now a couple people work on Saturday.
No, they have jobs.
Yeah, so instead of going out Friday night, we go out Saturday fucking nights.
Okay.
But then, this weekend, with no text, no nothing, no information on our end, they go out on Friday night, don't let us know about it. Then Saturday comes and we're like, hey, are we going out tonight? We don't hear anything from them until like 10:30. And they're like, oh no, we're staying in tonight. We drank too much last night. I'm just like, fucking David Paul's came out last night, man.
They don't like you anymore.
No, they don't. It is fucking insulting. I hate them. I literally do.
That's messed up.
That's very fucking messed up.
That's some messed up stuff right there. What did you do to him?
I didn't do shit.
Yeah, but you had to do something.
Britt messaged him in the group chat saying, like, you didn't invite us. And they were like, you should have texted us.
I mean, that's what you say to me, to be fair. When you do something cool, I'm like, why didn't you invite me? And you're like, you should have texted.
I don't invite anyone else.
Well, I'm just saying. It's
yeah, so it's not very specific.
It's just karma.
They invited all the other friends except us.
Well, that sends a message to you, I think.
No shit.
I mean, they didn't forget you.
No.
There's no way.
It was deliberate.
It was
that they did not text
like,
in the group chat.
Is there a chance? Is there a chance that one of the people in the group assumed someone else in the group texted you?
Probably.
So maybe it wasn't deliberate.
No, it was deliberate on one person's part.
Who?
Lizzie.
Say names.
Lizzie.
Why?
Lizzie.
I thought her and Britt were best friends.
No.
That's the only reason you guys hung out.
No.
I'm so confused.
Well, she got all butt hurt because me and Britt didn't want to spend every fucking weekend night with her back when we first started dating.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so then a habit formed of her thinking that we don't want to hang out, so she's not going to invite us out, and so here we are today.
So you think in your mind that everyone thought that Lizzie invited you, but in reality she purposely didn't invite you as some type of slight.
I don't know. She has 5 different group chat messages with like either me and Britt included, or just her and the girls included, or her and Pinella and Maddie included, like very individual groups between all the people involved.
It's a lot
and
of texting.
One of those groups got texted, and that was the one group that we weren't in.
Gotcha. So she was the instigator.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She instigates everything. Everything.
So what do you gotta do about it,
man? I texted David the next day. I was like, why the fuck didn't you tell me you were out last night? He was like, blame Fanning.
I mean, in his defense, I assume he would assume you would be there.
No!
Why? If
he should have been, where's Colby?
Lizzie
would have said,
that's right.
They don't come out on Friday nights. And then he should have said, well, he's coming out this fucking Friday because I'm out.
Man, he's polite. He's respecting you.
Fuck that guy. Fuck all of them. I hate everybody. Just rude.
Should have played Apex with me, man.
It's just fucking rude.
Should have played Apex with me. It would have been a great time.
No, we stayed home and finished Mindhunter. It was a great Friday night until I realized that other things were afoot.
Right. So what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
You're just going to be the bigger man, take the high road, hang out with him next weekend?
Probably. Most likely.
That's the adult thing to do. But you know, that lets her win.
No shit.
You gotta ruin her credit or something, dude.
I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Gotta do something. I'm gonna burn her house down.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm gonna burn her house down.
Okay. Wait, what is worse? Ruining her credit or burning down her house?
Probably the first one, but I don't know how to do that one.
That's true. Because you probably insured against fire.
Yep.
There's no credit insurance.
Right.
Do you think with all the leaks and everything that have happened, you could ruin someone's credit now and no one would catch you because they would just assume it's another one of those?
I don't even know if you could ruin her credit.
Oh, I'm sure you could, right?
I don't know how to do that.
You just got to get the last 4 of her social.
For what?
And then you go apply for 50 credit cards.
I think that you need her full social.
No. Most of them is just last 4.
I think any application requires your social.
Dude, you could apply for an Apple card right now. Apple credit card right now, you only need the last 4 of social.
That's
you should do it. See if you get approved right here on the show.
I don't want one. Well, I kind of do want one.
They literally, I tried it out the other day because, you know, money. I didn't get approved, but, you know. I tried it, and it literally, you said you hit apply, fills out your address for you. Next, fills out your name, birthday information for you, and then it says verify your identity as for the last four of your social. It automatically filled in your phone number, and then you hit apply. And then it just tells
what
you.
What does it do?
What do you mean, what does it do?
Like, other credit cards have point systems. What's this one?
It's Apple.
It's just an Apple card?
Yeah.
You probably get a discount on Apple products.
No, I don't even think that.
No?
I think it's literally just a card with the Apple logo on it.
Fuck that. I
don't
want one.
Yeah, man, but you get to flex.
Don't care.
Come on, man.
Don't
you can flex it on the show, too, because there's no numbers on it.
I can flex this one because I like it.
But you can't. Oh, wait, does it have no number? Does it have numbers?
It does not have any numbers.
Yeah, so there you go. You can flex,
man. It's just a black card.
Where'd you get that from? What is that?
It's square.
Ooh. Hey, Larry, what's up, man? What's up? How you doing? It's a cool Apple card to show your spending habits using colors. Colors, man! Colors. It does the thing that Mint does where it, like, says you spend this much money on food, and that's an orange bar. And you spend this much money on entertainment, that's a blue bar. And you spend this much money on beer.
That sounds bad.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to help you budget.
There's this app called Truebill that does it for free. That
I mean, there's about a million apps that have literally been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah.
In fact, I am 98% certain all of my other credit cards do exactly that. My Amex definitely does. 100%.
Where do you go to fill this out at?
Go to Wallet. You gotta go to Wallet.
Wallet, really?
Yep, it's in Wallet. And then there's a button in here that says... Here, hit that. I think that button right there. And then,
I don't got it.
Can I see it? I think it's in here somewhere. I just don't remember the actual thing. Oh, that's it, because you were in a specific card. Okay. That ain't gonna do it. I don't know, maybe you do have to go to a site. It just definitely opened it up in Wallet for me. Maybe you have to Google it and then it opens it in Wallet.
Weird.
I spelled it with a W, but it knew what I meant.
Apple card.
Yeah. Loading.
Not a bank.
Yeah, it's funny. It says not a bank, but it's MasterCard, and it's provided by Goldman Sachs. What does that mean? Yeah, see, how to apply for Apple card. Open the Wallet app on your phone and tap plus. That's what I did. Plus. They don't want you.
Yeah.
They don't want you.
That's true.
They don't want you, man.
Wait, have you updated your phone recently?
I mean, yeah, I do.
Hey,
what's up, bro?
I haven't done that.
I mean, I feel like it would still be there, but whatever, man. You're not cool enough, I guess.
That's fucking some shit.
His credit's so bad he doesn't even know the program it is. No, Colby has great, great credit.
I have immature credit.
Well, that's why you should get more credit cards, man. Start racking up that debt. Buy some stuff for the studio, dude.
That's what the guy fucking
get approved for $10K,
said, man.
Get us a studio. Put the lease on your credit card.
Nope.
Boom. I'm helping you.
I'm good. I'm good on that.
You really want to do it now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to see what the benefits are, the perks.
There are no perks.
There's got to be some perks.
They say that what their language is, it's low interest, and that it encourages you to
running the latest version of iOS. That's what it says.
Then you have that. It's got to be done. You got to figure it out on this website. It's got to be done. How to apply for Apple Card? Open the Wallet app. Okay. Tap plus. Okay. Oh, is that there? Are we blind?
No.
Are you sure that wasn't there?
Yes.
How sure are you?
Very 100%.
How sure are you? Have you already tried?
I set the credit limit there real quick. APR 13%.
Credit is different.
Interest.
1% back on
13%?
Well, everyone's... It's going to be different for everybody, depending on your...
13%?
That's not that terrible.
It's not great either.
I mean, 1% back on all transactions, 2% back on Apple Pay transactions, and 3% back on Apple stores. So there is cash back. 1% cash back on everything's pretty cool. What are you doing? You're installing iOS. So it lied?
What?
You're installing a software update.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was up to date.
No. I asked you if yours was up to date when you did it.
I thought you went and checked it. It said your phone
was up to
date.
Oh, no. I've had an software update for, I don't know, months.
It'll probably be there then now.
Probably.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
It said on the latest version.
Well, that's... That is...
I don't have the latest version.
Yeah, well, now you will.
When's 13 coming out, man?
What?
iOS 14?
September, 13? Usually, right?
13?
So it should be any day.
Any fucking day.
Doesn't
There's
Apple usually do a conference, like, in a few weeks, and then, like, 2 weeks after that, they release it?
Definitely, right?
Yeah, I think so. So they should be having one soon. You know, you should be having one soon. Gotta let the software updates sit and brew before they're ripe.
Pro, does it suck?
I think it's really
good. iOS 13 suck.
I heard
feel
it's really
like
good.
It had nothing in it.
I can't upgrade to it. It's got dark mode. Dark mode's supposed to be really cool.
Oh, no.
Dude, you
Let
love
me just
dark
shit
mode.
My pants for dark mode.
I mean, although you did use Discord light mode for like 6 months before you were publicly shamed by this chat. Rightfully so.
Yes, that is the only reason I switched.
Yeah. See, I can't run iOS 13, so I'm done. This is it for me.
Fuck.
I'm on 12 forever, so.
Get a new phone.
Nah, they cost money.
You can add it to your bill that you already paid.
I do that. We were going to get me a new phone, and Chris paid off her phone, but then she dropped it in the parking lot and broke her old phone, so we had to buy her a new phone instead. So now I don't get a new phone.
Doesn't it add just like $10 a month?
No, it's like 15 or something.
I thought it was like $10 a month.
I mean, that's a lot of money, man.
Cancel one of your subscription things.
What one?
Netflix.
Need it.
You don't.
Chris uses it all the time.
No.
My son uses it all the time.
You have the one app.
You think my son's going to be able to watch Pokemon on that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm. No, I'm not getting an Android phone. They suck.
You can probably get a 6S. Because you have a 6, right?
Yeah, I do.
You can get a 6S probably for $100 on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, let me just pull out my $100 bill. You know that I'm a Twitch streamer, right?
You need to find some other sources of income, friend. Do you need a prostitute hookup? I could sell you on the streets.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
If you could find someone to pay for my body, I would gladly give them it.
I could do it.
Good, do it.
Just get on Reddit. Start posting pictures.
No one wants to see that, man.
They'll do it.
Besides, it sounds like I'm doing all the work. You just volunteered.
Yeah, I take 10%. That's it.
Okay, well, get to work. You got plenty of photos.
I don't.
Wait, I thought you had one of me in a thong.
Yeah, it's really bad moving. You're walking like a
okay.
You need a pose.
All right, I'll pose for you. Let's do a shoot.
No, I would prefer not to see any of them.
So now again, I'm not. I have to do all the work?
You do all the work. I take 10% for getting you to do it.
That does not make any sense.
Sucks.
No. Larry, that's not true. I believe that you believe that, and I used to believe it, but that's not true. There's no kinks out there for fat man with Korean haircuts. I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen.
Should shave your head?
No. No one would want that either.
Just
okay?
Get the sides shaved. Rock that
I'm not going to turn
into
you, man.
Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
Not gonna do
what
it.
If I gave you $100?
No, not worth it.
No?
No.
Wow.
No.
What if I got you a new phone?
No.
What if I gave you my phone?
Absolutely not. Why would I want your phone?
Because it's an 8.
It went from $100 to a new phone, and then you downgraded it to a 3-year-old phone?
I never said, what phone? And the 8 is not 3 years old. Came out last year.
It did not.
Came out.
The 10 came out last year.
2 years ago.
That's 3 years.
No, if the 10 came out last year, then this came out at the exact same time.
I think we're about to do the X3.
I think you're right. I think
so. It's about 3 years.
The XR and the XS came out last year.
Yeah, whatever.
And then the year before that was the X and the 8.
Look, guys, okay, chat, you're all idiots. You want to know how I know it, Hammy? I told him workout streams make a lot of money on Twitch pretty well. If that was true, every idiot would be on Twitch doing workout streams. Anything you could make a lot of money at, everyone is trying to do it. You forehead! It's a lot of money in being a doctor. That's why a lot of people become one.
Should I do workout streams?
Apparently, there's a lot of money in it.
I need a place. I can't do it at the Y. I don't think that's, like, legal. Also, I'd feel awkward.
I've seen fat dudes with 100-plus viewers. Yeah, and I bet when they're done, they turn off and they're like, wow, those 100-plus viewers gave me a Lamborghini. I'm going to go get it and drive off. 100 viewers.
That's better than what you got.
Not really. There's very little difference between 100 viewers and my viewers.
It's a good chunk.
Not really.
It's like a good, like, 60%.
Name one Twitch streamer you watch as 100 viewers.
I don't watch any Twitch streamers.
Name, you watch me?
And you don't have 100.
Yeah, so you know how many you know with 15 viewers?
Us.
There you go. So you know more with less views. I win.
Yeah, man. Your mental state is like a fucking maze that no one can navigate.
Yeah, I know.
No one.
Yeah. Like, but I'm right.
Not even try. Oh, in your head. Yeah, uh-huh. Sure.
And in reality.
Yep, in your reality.
That's it. I'm the one defending my viewers. I just said there's no difference. Okay? You know what I don't want? Idiots being like, look at this fatty lift weights. Here's $5. That's horrible.
Why the fuck not?
Because they'll give me $5 once and that's it. Acid has given me hundreds of dollars. That's why I like her. How many dollars have you given me?
I've given you $5 every single month for the last year and a half.
That's right. Thank you.
I gave you $5 the other week when you wiped it on your dick.
Well, technically I took that from you, to be fair.
Technically not. You gave it back to me. I said no, keep it.
Well.
Yeah, boom. Faced. In your face. In your fucking face.
Okay, I mean, I'll take it. I mean, you're kind of...
In your reality, I was just right, wasn't I? Yeah. So I can be right more. You should work out on stream.
I'm not working out.
Get the money.
Okay.
$5 is $5.
Where are we going to work out? I'll do a workout stream with you. How are we going to do this? And also, we have to figure out a way to personally punish Hammy if we don't make, if we don't have 100 viewers when this happens.
We need to steal his identity.
Yeah, he needs to give us his name and address.
His credit.
So we can go to his house and burn it up. When we do this workout stream,
okay,
we don't have 100
viewers.
I was
the one burning houses. You were the one credit
checking.
What, I can't
jump on the burn?
And now we're switching?
I can't burn houses?
I mean, you can, sure.
Oh, well, now we got to do it shirtless. Oh, okay. Now we got to do it shirtless and just run on a treadmill like a gerbil. This is getting more and more specific. Also, he was black, and his name was Jamal, so if you don't meet those, I don't qualify for 100.
Yeah, no.
Just get more and more specific, Hammy, because you're freaking wrong.
I don't want to do cardio.
Look at this.
Time. That sounds terrible.
Oh, he also lived in Michigan, and you don't do that, so I guess you won't get 100, because I think that that factored into his ability to get 100 viewers, because his name was Steve.
Okay.
Just keep adding more and more.
I need a place, man. I need a big garage that I can build a home gym in.
Yeah, well, let's work on that, man.
Can't. I'm moving into a different apartment.
You are?
At the end of January, hopefully.
Really? Is it bigger?
I'm trying to get into that Central Bay.
Oh, don't move there. That place sucks.
That place is cool.
That place sucks, dude.
Why?
Because it's more expensive for the exact same crap, just fancier.
And, yes.
Why not pay extra and get a bigger place?
Don't want bigger. I want nicer. Size is fine. The crap that we're in needs to
give change. Me an example.
It's got laundry in unit.
That's a big one.
It's got a big open kitchen compared to
don't
a
care
small
about that.
Closet.
You don't use
my
a kitchen.
Kitchen fits in this closet.
Yeah, I mean I have the same kitchen, dude.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah,
it's terrible. I don't cook. Britt cooks.
Right,
but I have to watch her cooking, and it looks terrible because she's like in a closet.
Wow, you calling Britt ugly?
No, she's.
You just
super
said
hot.
Watching her was horrible.
Cooking a kitchen wow. That size, yeah.
Wow, Britt, I can't believe he said that, dude. Gonna have a lot more room in your studio because she's leaving you. So, you know. Hey, man. Be gentle. These things break, apparently.
Apparently.
Okay, what else? What size of laundry?
What?
Also, I'd like to point out that you said I don't care about more space, and the second example you gave me was more space.
Better use of the space
okay.
I already have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you remember how small that bedroom was?
No.
It was small.
It was fine.
It was
my
small.
Bedroom's not any bigger.
I think it's smaller.
Mm-mm.
You know what you can't do? I'm going to give you some advice. Don't ever get an apartment with two bathrooms. I mean, you already have one, right? You had one at one point?
I had one at one point.
Because I don't feel like you'll ever be able to live without it. Like, what do you do if you're pooping and Britt has to poop?
She holds it.
That sucks, man.
I mean, life has given us a gift in not aligning our poop schedules.
Well, then you
That's
are different
never
than me.
Yet.
Because we'll go out, we'll eat Chinese, and we both gotta poop immediately,
yeah,
you know?
No, that's not a thing.
It's lucky.
Thankfully, yeah, not yet.
Maybe as you get older?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's rough.
But yeah, the two bathrooms was kind of nice. One was definitely the pee bathroom, and one was I'm taking
a shit. That's right.
But then you have to clean two bathrooms.
It's true. Well, I just split that. Like, that. I clean the poop bathroom, and Chris cleans her bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you could split cleaning the one bathroom instead of either, both.
No, because the way it would work in my relationship, at least speaking just for me, is I would end up cleaning that one bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, if I recall right, I'm the last one to clean our bathroom.
Uh-huh, and you'll probably be the next person to clean that bathroom.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, because remember, girls, their poop isn't like our
poop.
She
cleans the kitchen, though, so that's all I care
about. Okay, I mean, that's a big one.
I'll deal
with
food.
I mean, she does do all the cooking,
so. She deals with the food.
Yeah. So you clean up, she cleans up before you eat it, and you clean up after.
It's all the same stuff. It's different forms.
It's how poop works, man.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to get into some stuff, man? I feel like a lot of stuff happened this weekend.
How did we just talk for 30 minutes about nothing?
I don't know. It happens all the time. We do, like, literally Thursday show, I don't think we have one thing in prep.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah. Well, we did, because we watched that stupid trailer that you hated that I liked.
What trailer?
The one for the undersea aliens.
Oh, yeah, that was real dumb.
Yeah, I liked that.
That was stupid.
Hey, you want to start with Star Wars or you want to start with Marvel?
Which one has the more announcements?
Marvel has way more announcements.
Let's go with
Star
Marvel.
Wars has two. Mandalorian trailer, Obi-Wan. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Marvel's got a
you
bunch
didn't
of stuff.
You want to talk about the new poster? Poster came out.
Oh, for The Last Jedi?
Uh-huh.
I saw a meme of that, and I assumed there was a new poster out, but I didn't see it on the front page of Reddit, so I didn't really care that much.
What meme did you see?
It was the poster, but it was Jar Jar's giant head in the background instead of what I assume is the Emperor?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
No. I saw one. It looked... They, like, showed the poster, then they showed a meld of this image, and then they showed the image. The image was just a literal photograph of the like the Red Series character action figure of Palpatine
making
the same face that he made
for the poster?
On the poster.
They couldn't even get the guy in to take an actual picture of him.
I don't know if they just based it off of that or what, but it was the
Is
same
it
fucking
possible
picture.
Possible the action figure used the photo they took for the poster?
I don't know. I feel like this already existed.
That's not good, though. Yeah, we do have the Breaking Bad trailer as well, but I don't think Colby cares that much about Breaking Bad, so.
What?
Yeah, what?
Why are they making a movie?
See, we've talked about this on the show.
Like, is it after?
In the last month, we've talked about how they're making a movie.
I didn't remember
And Aaron
that
Paul
all.
Starring in it.
Oh, right.
They released a trailer about it.
Mm.
And it is after, yes. So we can watch that, too. So I'm guessing you want to start with Marvel?
Hey,
What?
I've never seen the end of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Does he die?
Who?
Heisenberg.
Yes, but they leave it slightly ambiguous.
Really?
But the reigning theme is that, yes, he is dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does he die? It's not the cancer.
I don't really remember how he dies, to be totally honest. I probably will... try to rewatch the series before the movie comes out.
I mean, I really should watch that.
It's one of those. See, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys do this.
I hate his wife.
Yeah, I thought he got shot. Cancer or getting shot.
I can't stand
it. I hate her so much. Everyone does. Okay? Here's the thing. Breaking Bad, I don't know. Do you do this with shows like that you really like that are currently on the air? Whereas you're waiting for, like, let's say there's six seasons. Okay? You're waiting for season six to come out. So you rewatch seasons 1 through 5 in prep. And then season six comes out, and you watch it, and it's over, and you never watch season six again. Like, so you, or like, and you do that stacking. So
Game
you watch seasons 1, 2, 3 when 4 comes out. And then you watch seasons 1 through 4 when 5 comes out. So now you've seen 1 through 3 two times, 1 through 4 one time, and it just keeps stacking and stacking. So I remember, like, the beginning half of the series really well, but, like, the last half of the series less well. Gotcha. But that's probably the part I need to know the most.
Probably.
For the movie, so maybe I'll check it out. And I only watched, like, the first season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
but I never finished watching it, so I don't know. I didn't care for the last season of Breaking Bad, to be honest, and I can't say I can fathom caring so much for a movie. Really? Interesting. I feel like most people really like the end the best. Like, I remember it ended. It's one of the best endings, like,
I thought so.
Critically, you know, right. out there. I don't know. Either way, we'll get to that later. Let's talk about Marvel.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we're going to do it in chronological order.
Chronological.
More information about things that have been announced, and then new announcements. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the first thing first is this sizzle reel. Now, it's... Oh, no. Actually, it's this. This is just a summary. So D23 was happening, so there's lots of Disney right. announcements. And they confirmed Disney Plus, $6.99 a month, 7 user profiles, 4 devices can be streaming at once, 4K, $6.99 a month. $6.99, dude. That's cheap.
So I watched this video earlier.
Yeah.
About Netflix.
Yeah.
And how it's kind of declining. They reported losing subscribers for the first time since 2011.
Right, but that's because of a price hike.
So they didn't blame it on the price hike.
Well, though.
They blamed it on the quality of the content.
Who did? The article?
No, the Netflix.
I don't know about that.
They did.
Okay. Man, I'll believe you.
But it's because Netflix, I don't know if you know, is in a shit ton of debt. Like, just a lot.
Well,
I
think every company is,
like
right?
Like, $30 billion in debt.
I think they
do that. Well, Disney says that they're not going to make a profit off of Disney Plus until 2024.
I feel like most of these corporations say that they're in debt so they don't have to pay taxes.
Dude, they're just taking out loan after loan after loan for making all these series and shit. But the only way that they're going to recoup that money is by growing in subscribers.
Right.
And then increasing their prices over time.
So you think Netflix is in danger of going away?
Yeah, because they just lost one of those ways of paying back money, so they may not get another loan to make more shit.
I don't know, man.
They already have a lot of contracts in play.
They're still the dominant force, though.
But this thing hasn't come out yet. Just wait until this comes out and see how many users leave Netflix.
I don't know if people will lose. I think...
I bet you a lot. More than 100,000.
I might. To be honest, I might. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the only reason I'm paying for Netflix right now, no joke, is because my kid watches a lot of shows on there. Like, especially, like, Pokemon. Because they have, like, the entire series on there, and it's so easy for him to sit down. Like, we have a site that may or may not be legal. I'm going to assume it is.
Yeah.
But it has all the Netflix shows we'd want to watch on it anyway.
Right.
Okay, legally.
$13 billion in debt, yes, but that, like, does not include the future contracts they already have set up to where it's closer. If they continue as they are, it's going to be about $30 billion in debt.
Can I get, so you're a graphic designer, okay, can I just get really technical real quick?
What's up?
Does the Bent Plus really bother you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, I think it's bent because it's supposed to be like the star coming down.
And it kind of makes sense,
no. It doesn't need to be bent.
No, because the
text isn't
the
bent.
Straight
right.
line in the D of Disney is straight, so balance wise, the plus should be straight as well.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't it bother you?
Yeah.
It bothers me. And now I can't stop seeing it, and it really double bothers me. So anyway, that's huge. $7, 4K streaming, 7 profiles, 4 screens at once. That's huge, dude. For $7.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's half the price of Netflix.
Hulu, because I'm definitely just going to cancel.
Well, Hulu's part of it.
I'm going to cancel Hulu and get that $15.
But that's like saying I'm going to stop giving money to Seth and Colby and give money to Z-Swigs instead.
I know it goes towards Hulu.
Right.
Because they own the majority of it.
Right.
So either way, they're making the money.
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean, there's a bundle. Remember the bundle with ESPN Plus and Hulu for $12?
I mean, ESPN Plus is shit, though.
I don't know, dude. I looked. There's a lot of college football. The first K-State game next Saturday that we're going to watch is on ESPN Plus. I think Chris and I will at least get the trial. Try it out. That's weird. I mean,
it's weird, bro.
If they start doing more sports, it's huge. Huge. But anyway, okay.
Well, I don't get why they don't do all the sports.
Well, but I think they have existing contracts, that's why, you know. Okay.
It's so stupid.
So, here's a featurette they showed at D23. The audio quality is kind of trash, but I think it's listenable, so we can watch this, all right?
With the series, you're going to see a different side of Clint Barton that you haven't seen before.
So this is just announcing everything in Phase 4.
And what if we're going to explore corners of the universe that might be untouched, which is really exciting.
I am burdened with glorious purpose.
One of the biggest questions that audiences had coming out of Endgame is, where did Loki go? This series will answer that.
Great thing about WandaVision is that we get to see what an ideal life for Wanda and Vision actually looks like.
What? Stayed in bed.
gonna make
is it gonna be a rom-com
MCU film.
I don't know. They just said that what's his face is gonna be scary.
He's been in the MCU since the very beginning.
The Eternals are the really special group of people that will feel different than anything we've done before.
You see, Kit Harington is gonna be the bad guy.
Yeah, this show is gonna be
great.
Cool.
Thanks, Reddit.
Good internet, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, I watched this video about Doctor Strange, and it was saying like how when he was going through those 14,600,000, yeah, you know, alternate realities, like in his head, what the directors wanted to convey is that he was living.
Yeah, he lived every one
each
of them.
One of
yeah.
them. So his brain is technically about like 1,600 years old,
right?
From reliving all of those, and also compared to the Dormammu.
Well, and the Dormammu one was confirmed to be a very long time as
right.
well. Well, and also you got to think of it this way: he can only see past his, he can't see past his own death. They mm-hmm. confirmed that in the first Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. which means that there could be ones where they won that Doctor Strange died. So what he really meant is the one that they win is the one where they win where he also gets to live. Big brain. Okay, this doesn't work anymore. Clearly.
They just took it down. Literally.
They probably did. It's probably copyright. Anyway, that's stuff.
Yeah, it looked like stuff.
Stuff.
I also saw a whole bunch of new logos, though.
All right, let's do them. All right? So, first thing that they announced, Marvel's What If, the animated show, is going to have an episode for each of the 23 MCU movies released so far.
What?
And the example they gave was for the first Avenger, Captain America First Avenger, where instead of Steve going in, it's Peggy. And it's going to be her as Captain America.
What?
Because he didn't make it into the military, so she volunteers for the Super Soldier Serum. So they're going to do one for every single Marvel movie that's been released, a What If, including all the Spider-Mans, because Marvel has the rights to Spider-Man on TV. So they can do that. They can do animated Spider-Man. They just can't do live-action movie Spider-Man.
So is What If going to be animated then?
Yes, it's all animated, but it's voiced by the actual cast.
Okay.
23 episodes.
Interesting,
this is cool, man.
That's pretty insane.
And then they announced the first new show, Miss Marvel. So,
what the fuck is... What?
Miss Marvel. So,
what the fuck is that?
I don't really... She's.
Why is her arm so big?
She's kind of stretchy, I guess, like Mr. Fantastic, but not as rubbery.
Okay.
I guess is the explanation, but she's also like... apparently, she's a fan of Captain Marvel, and so she's a girl who names herself Miss Marvel as like an homage to it. I think that's her origin story.
Okay.
But the real cool thing about this, they confirmed she will be in the movies, which I think is interesting. That they, because most.
Well, they definitely are going to connect them now.
Right, but.
Definitely.
All the ones they announced so far, Loki, Hawkeye, Wanda, they're already in movies and they get TV mm-hmm. shows. This is the first where, like, we're making a TV show, and then she gets in the movies. So that's kind of cool that they're going to go
they
that
are.
Far. Of course, but.
They're filling in the universe more. Why would you not?
Well, I agree, but they didn't do it with Daredevil or any of that yet.
And that's
so.
Probably because they didn't have control over
it. My guess. The next one that they're going to do is Moon Knight.
Moon Knight?
Now, I've never heard of Moon Knight. Ever.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Not one time have I heard Moon Knight. The internet is the most excited for this one.
Okay.
Because apparently he's kind of Deadpool-esque, mm-hmm. but he's literally insane. Like, he's crazy. Apparently he is the equivalent in Marvel of Batman. So he's just got gadgets and he hunts bad guys.
Moon Knight. Maybe I did see that.
But instead of, you know... not killing people, apparently he just snaps necks and he's incredibly disturbed.
I thought he was like a mix between Batman and Iron Man.
Well, here's a comic strip, apparently. You can just read this out loud to our audience. That'd be nice. Describe it for us.
So it's Captain America and Spider-Man. They're looking at a screen. Someone's hacking the system, but who? Moon Knight, where's my goddamn money? No one here owes... you money, you drunk, crazy asshole. Dracula isn't even on the Avengers, so stop calling here. Wait, Dracula isn't an Avenger? That lying fuck. What the fuck is that from?
It's a comic strip.
No, it's not. No, that is not a real thing.
That's what they say, man.
That is not a legitimate Marvel
comic. To showcase,
showcase
his personality, that's what they did, man.
What?
Yeah. Nutso.
That lying fuck.
So that's why people are excited about Moon Knight. Now, I think the reigning thing is damper your expectations because he's not going to be like...
He's not going to say, you lying fuck.
Right. Well, probably not. It's possible.
Not on Disney Plus.
I don't know, man. Maybe this will be the one that shows that they're not afraid of doing R-rated stuff.
They're afraid.
They said they're going to keep Deadpool R-rated. Blade, you don't think Blade's going to be R-rated? Blade could be PG-13, but God, I don't know how it would work.
If they are going, which it seems like they are, that they're going to compete with Netflix,
right?
They got to do R-rated shit.
Agreed. Agreed 100%, man. I mean, they're going to have R-rated movies on there. Because if they're going to have the Fox catalog, they're definitely going to have R-rated. I mean, the original Deadpool should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you click Marvel, Deadpool should come up in a listing right next to Captain America, you know? I would assume. I need another course.
That's super interesting, man.
Yeah. So that one people are really excited about because he's kind of like a low-key character, but he's a fan favorite. So I think that's what people are really excited about. And then the last one they announced was this one, She-Hulk. And the reason that they have to do She-Hulk on TV is similar to Spider-Man, where Universal technically owns the distribution rights for all Hulk properties.
Really?
So they would have to work with Universal. It's not as messy as Sony's is. Like, it's not exclusive like Sony's is. But Universal would have to release it, not Disney. And so it's like a whole thing. So they made She-Hulk TV as well. That's a big reason for
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
But, that one I think is the most interesting to me out of all of them because that's kind of like alternate universe style. Like, why is there a She-Hulk?
Right.
You know, so I'm interested about that.
Well, I thought she played a pretty big role in a lot of the comics.
Well, I think she does, but not in the MCU.
Right, I don't know if it's the main timeline, but...
So here is what Disney Plus's Phase 4 looks like, and this is stupid. So Captain Falcon, or the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk. All coming to Disney Plus during Phase 4 of movies, which we believe runs from 2020 to 2022. So over the next 2 years, you're going to get these 8 television shows in addition to the movies, which they also announced more of. Black Panther 2, they gave a date, May 6, 2022. It's officially happening. Ryan Coogler's back.
I heard it was with the Mariner.
Here is the entire slate of MCU movies. From Phase 1 to Phase 4. Look at all that, dude.
Well, that's TV shows.
It includes TV. Correct. Hey, what's up, Lucky? How you doing, man? Good to see you.
That's fucking so many,
That's
though.
So many. Because even if you take the TV shows out, there's a lot in there, you know? But the bottom here, Runaways Season 3, Black Widow, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 7, Falcon
what's
Winter Soldier.
Runaways?
So that's the Hulu Marvel show.
Oh, okay.
Eternals, Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings.
Season 3?
WandaVision.
Where was I for Season 2 and 1?
Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Loki, Hawkeye, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther 2, Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Blade. All announced. Haven't released yet. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 things. That's just Phase 4. Do you think it's getting to the point where we can't keep up?
I think it's getting close. I didn't even know there was a show called The Runaways.
Like, here's the thing to me. You look at this, you go, do you miss Spider-Man, really?
I mean, yeah, it's sad, because Tom Holland was good.
Right.
But, I mean, there's other things.
There's so many other things to be hyped about.
No.
It's like, I miss Spider-Man. Well, you know, we got Captain Falcon movie coming out.
We got Moon Knight.
Yeah, we got Moon Knight. It's like, okay, well, you know.
The fuck is Moon Knight?
What else? You know, we got the Loki one, you know? Okay, what else? Well, we got Doctor Strange horror movie coming out. Oh, okay, all right. Blade's coming out. I mean, there's like so many things.
That's a lot of hype, man.
It's a lot of hype, dude.
It's a lot of hype to live up to.
Yes. And then they're also announced at D23. They just showed this concept art. They're apparently at California Adventure Disneyland. Disneyland in California. They are building an Avengers, entire Avengers land there. So you know how they have like the Star Wars land. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to do Avengers with a complete Avengers facility and all of this other stuff. So
Why have they not done that already?
Dude, I'm guessing that that takes a lot of planning, right?
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Definitely more than a movie, I would
right?
say.
Yeah. But you still.
Worry about safety and all that
shit. I mean, they have the Guardians of the Galaxy ride there because it replaced Chris's favorite Disney ride, the Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
Because they reskinned it, basically, to be Guardians. But, yeah, this is a whole new thing, so. It's nuts, man. A lot of stuff coming out.
Fucking Disney, bro.
And it's in...
They're going to take over Netflix.
I don't know, man. Because here's the thing. Like, Hammy was saying Breaking Bad movie, or Breaking Bad's going to be on Netflix. I don't know if you know that. Like, the trailer was released. They said it comes out in October for Breaking Bad. And here's the thing about that for me. November is when Disney Plus launches. I feel like if Netflix was really worried about Disney Plus stealing their thunder, they could have been like Breaking Bad movie. November.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have stolen some thunder back. Because Breaking Bad movie, gonna be huge.
Huge?
I think it's gonna... People love Breaking Bad. Just the huge, street value though. On it, I think it's a lot.
Dude, it's just Aaron Paul. You're not getting your main guy.
But it's the same writer as Breaking Bad. It's the same show. It's the continuation. It's like season 7 of Breaking Bad, you know? So here's the thing, okay? They released that in October, which makes me think they're not really that worried. And then I was reading Reddit comments, and they're like, I don't think they are, because here's what they got in November. And they're like, they got The Crown Season 3, and that it's rumored that that The Witcher's going to come out in November. And, like, apparently Lost in Space, the next season, is going to come out in November. And The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's movie, is coming out in November. And so, like, Netflix still has all of this stuff. I think the problem is... Because I thought about this. I think the problem is Netflix is very, very bad about doing what Disney is very, very good at here.
Which is hyping up their shit.
I think there is so much stuff on Netflix that you were like, Lost in Space may be a great TV show. Do you have any desire to click it? Me either.
I have no idea what it is.
Exactly.
No.
Because all we get from it is, hey, new show. But there's 40 of those every month on Netflix. Hey, new thing, click, you know? And unless I've already seen it or I hear an incredible amount of hype about it, I'm not going to click it.
Right.
But I really know nothing. I feel like it's totally possible that Lost in Space could be better than Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never click Lost in Space, but I am more hyped. I can't wait to click on Miss Marvel. And that's because of the hype machine. Netflix, I think, is very bad about the hype machine.
That makes sense.
And I don't know how they fix that. Maybe they have too much crap.
Maybe we're just in a bubble.
Maybe, dude. Maybe we're just old. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I can't name you one show other than Mindhunter that I'm original on Netflix I'm watching.
I like The Crown. I like Mindhunter.
I finished Mindhunter, and it was fucking great.
I'm sure. I like Altered Carbon. I like The Crown.
Never watched it.
Watch Altered Carbon. You'll like it. It's really good.
That was Pinella's review.
There's tons of boobs in it.
Okay.
No, and actually, Altered Carbon is really good, actually. It's very sci-fi, but it's weird they're going to change the entire cast for the next season. Because the entire premise of the show is that your body doesn't exist.
Okay.
So basically what happens in Altered Carbon is there are these really rich people. They're called Methuselahs. Because in the Bible, you know, he lived to be like 1,000 years old.
No.
Okay, well, read the Bible sometimes.
It's
a good book.
I'm not a Bible reader.
So there's all these rich people, and they live up in the clouds, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he got some dude who was in prison, and he put them in a body and brought him back to life so he could investigate who murdered one of these Methuselahs. And that's the premise, that he's in another body. It turns out, like, the cop that's, like, wants to work with him, but can't because Methuselahs have all this power. Like, the guy put him in, like, her ex-partner's body, and so there's, like, some psychology and stuff there. And, like, people do body mods and stuff. It's kind of like cyberpunky, but it's sci-fi. It's really good. Watch it. It's a good show.
Okay.
So check that out. So I watch that. I watch Mindhunter. I watch The Crown. The Witcher.
Have you finished Mindhunter yet?
I haven't. Well, Chris keeps telling me she wants to watch season 1 because I watched it without her. Okay.
I watched season 1 without Britt, and she was like, fuck it, let's watch season 2.
Here's the thing, okay? So, you know, I tell you all the time Chris doesn't like to watch TV shows, okay? So,
I feel like she really likes murder, though.
I agree. She wanted to watch Mindhunter season one. We watched like one episode. We didn't watch one for like 5 months afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm like, I'm gonna watch Mindhunter because I love David Fincher. All right, so she can suck every inch of my balls.
Yeah.
All right, so I watched season one by myself, and then she found out like 3 months later that I'd already watched the entire thing, and then she got mad that I watched it without her. Well, what am I gonna do? Wait 4 years for her to finally get around to it? So now she's like, I'm gonna watch season one, catch up, and then we can watch season two together. I'm still waiting. Sitting here waiting for her to watch season one. You know what she's doing right now? Ask me what she's doing right now.
Probably watching some YouTube.
She's watching
shit.
YouTube videos in there on her bed. She could be watching Mindhunter right now, but she's not. She's watching YouTube stuff. Okay, so what's going to happen is 3 months from now, after we haven't ever watched it, I'm going to watch it by myself again, and then this whole cycle's going to start. So, you know, December, I'll be able to talk about it with you. But BTK is a huge part of the show, right?
No.
What?
No. They talk about him more than season one, but no.
Okay. Well, they're, I mean, season still, one, there's like 15
no,
seconds of footage.
They're still building him up. At the end, the last frame of the episode, the last episode, is BTK in a hotel with like the five or seven murders he's already committed and all the trinkets he's collected from it, and him just strangling himself, like jerking off to it. That's the last frame of the last episode.
Sounds
of
so good, man. I'm going to watch that.
No, but the... Can I tell you about it?
I don't care.
Without ruining things?
I mean, don't spoil it for our audience.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
But the main focus of season two is about these Atlanta child murders.
Okay.
That's what they focus on. So they got a new guy in who replaced the head that was operating their district. And this guy's from Washington, and he's very interested. And whatever you need, I'll get.
Okay.
And so he's wanting to implement what they've been doing and get it going in training.
Which is really the overarching point of Mindhunter is that they're the ones who named serial killers.
Exactly.
And they're profiling them because all this stuff didn't exist.
Right.
Serial killers clearly did, but police classifications of them did not.
Because the Zodiac, after we finished season two, I watched the Zodiac again.
Did you watch the David Fincher Zodiac?
Oh, yeah.
That show's so good. You remember Robert Downey Jr.'s in that movie,
yeah,
dude?
I know!
Isn't
it
that
blew
crazy?
My fucking mind. All three of the big names in that are now in Marvel movies.
It's crazy, dude.
Anyways, so he wants to implement what they've been doing in this investigation in Atlanta about, like, these 28 kids that have gotten murdered or missing or something like that. And so that's the whole season two bit.
Dude, that scene in Zodiac where those people are picnicking, and he ties them up and then he just stabs them.
That's fucked up.
That's brutal, man.
That's fucked up.
That is so brutal.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's brutal.
That was the one point where I was like, I imagined being the girl just watching Britt get stabbed and not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked.
Well, and she died and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's messed up, dude.
Yep.
It's messed up.
No. I ain't going out like that.
What do you mean?
I ain't going out like that. I ain't getting tied up. I will fight that bitch. You could shoot me.
Well, I mean, he would have.
And then he'll stab Britt regardless.
Well, don't you remember?
I know, but at least I fought.
Don't you remember that he's like, I bet that gun's not even loaded, and then he shoots the ground?
No, he shows him the
oh, the whatever.
He shows him the clip full of bullets.
If Mindhunter's great, dude. It's great.
I like Mindhunter just mainly because it's not Zodiac.
Yeah.
Zodiac shows you the brutality of it. Mindhunter
this
is
some
kinda,
psychology, 100%.
Yes, right.
Well, it's more all of David Fincher's are kind of brutal sometimes. So, I mean, is there one, Social Network's the only one that's not like super brutal?
It's not brutal, yeah. Yeah.
All of the rest of them are, at least one scene's brutal.
Benjamin Button's not that brutal. I mean, psychologically a little bit.
Yeah, like Benjamin Button's kind of that way, yeah.
Poor guy gets younger the entire time.
I mean, yeah, that does suck.
But it ain't no I'm stabbing your
Benjamin
fucking
Benjamin Button
fiance.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense in the repertoire
no.
of his movies, you know?
No.
It doesn't really fit.
Neither does World War Z. But
no, but he didn't do that one, you know?
Nope.
It's weird.
Okay. It really made me mad at the end of the season that I'm now going to have to wait two more years before we get anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get a David Fincher movie.
Maybe
in between
not,
then.
Though. Maybe not. Maybe the time that he wanted to take off wasn't necessarily for this season of Mindhunter. Maybe it's for the next one, so it can come out a little sooner.
Maybe. I don't know. Netflix kind of just lets him do whatever, you know? Like, Chris had two seasons of her Sabrina show she likes in the amount of time I was waiting for season three of Crown to come out.
Hmm.
Like, and I get that they're different production values, but it's like, really? Speed it up.
Come on.
Make my shows.
Yeah, man.
Make my shows, dude. I gotta pee.
Go pee.
Okay.
Maybe I should watch this show. Acid, you should definitely watch. I'm still rewatching Fringe. If you liked Fringe, I feel like you'd like Mindhunter. It's the same kind of get. It's way less brutal. Like, literally the only things you really see in that show that are gory in any way is they do show some, like, crime scene photos. That's about it. It's only photography. It's silly but fun. Yeah, there's not much comedy in Mindhunter. There's really not that much. There's a little. But yeah, I mean, the most brutality you get is the crime photos, but really it's just about how they make the connections. And it's really good because there's a lot of times in it where you are like, duh. Like, why did you not think of making that connection? But it's because we live in the now and we know how police things work due to all these other forensic shows and shit. But back then, they didn't really think of putting one and one together to make two.
What are you yelling about?
Mindhunter.
Serial killers? Not being identified as serial killers? Kind of like, really? You didn't kind of just figure that out?
Well, no. It's just like simple things. Like,
you know, all the common themes in those serial killer shows, because Chris makes me watch a bunch of them. All the common themes in those shows is literally the police are stupid. There's like three good policemen, but most of the local yokels are idiots.
Yeah.
That's every single thing. You know, like, you get the big city cops who have actually worked their way up and been promoted, and they come in and they're like, why are you so dumb to all the regular people?
There are definitely a few points. I can't remember a specific one. I am sorry. But there are definitely a few points in season two where you were like, duh.
Yeah.
Like, why did you just now make that connection between one and two? And it's just because they didn't do it before.
They never thought about it.
They didn't do it before.
That's why it's kind of a good show.
It is really good.
All right,
and
man.
It's so good at staying in its time frame.
Yeah.
Timeline. I recommend it.
Fincher, man.
Very much.
Mandalorian trailer. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Is it worth
watching?
Watch it
again.
Okay.
You haven't watched it?
No, I wait for the show.
Why?
Because I respect our audience and I want to give them a raw reaction.
I got a text from Pinella.
Well, of course you did.
Friday night, he was like, Mandalorian trailer.
He was pulling the BTK to the Mandalorian trailer, probably.
Probably.
Be my guess.
It looks interesting, man.
This is Jon Favreau, right?
Yep. Now, rewind a little bit. Did you just hear, like, the chings of, like, spurs?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like, yeah.
Right? Like he's a fucking Old West man? A little bit.
It's bullets or something, you know, clinking on his armor.
They used Unreal Engine 3 to make some of the CGI in this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They got cartridges, Hammy. Have you ever played a Star Wars game? Is that Lando?
No, that's, I'm too old for this shit.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Pedro Pascal, bro. He's the Mandalorian.
I'm into that. I liked him.
Speaking of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, right.
This really does not show anything.
You know what it shows me? Is that Disney Plus is not...
Right here. Wait. Just one second.
That's IG-88, dude.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
Irvin, whatever his name is. Irver Heitzen. What? Right here. Cuts in half. You ready for that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because this looks like an R-rated Star Wars show to me, bro.
That looks great.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
You know what's really crazy is that shows to me that Disney is one... spending some money on their original shows.
$15 million an episode.
What?
That's what it said. 10 episodes, $15 million an episode. That's what I heard.
Heck yeah, dude.
Dude. And it launches with Disney Plus. That's the reason I'm getting it.
Now, I did read...
It is once a week, though.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I read that Disney is not doing binge.
It's
they're doing episodic. So, I hate that.
I hate it, but I completely understand it. If Game of Thrones came out...
I don't.
...all episodes at the same time, it would not have lasted as long as it did in the in the Reddit pop culture like mind of the day. It wouldn't have.
Do you think maybe that's why Netflix has a bad time with hype?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because I think you're right. I never really thought about that.
A lot of the time, immediately, there are going to be people. If you drop all the episodes, there are going to be people that watch the whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
then you got spoilers out all the time. But if you have to do episodic, everyone is caught up every time.
I'm watching that.
You can do one episode a week.
I'm watching that Yellowstone show.
Uh-huh.
Season finale is on Wednesday. Can't wait. And I go to Reddit and I read, like, theories and like I don't do that for Daredevil because I'm just like I wonder what's gonna happen next episode.
It's just it's maintaining the hype.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
I still hate it though because I want to know it.
Oh, I hate it too.
I want it, but you're
absolutely
right. You're right.
It just does keeps keep me talking about the show. The more. Constant mind.
How about
internet
this
community?
How many hours are in a year? Just make that many hours of a TV show every year. What's the problem? Just do that.
Just money.
Yeah, you know,
just the money. Probably the money.
We're not watching what we do in the shadows, acid!
Britt knows what that is now because I've talked
it's,
about it.
You know
so
it's on
times.
Hulu? They did a TV show on Hulu? I'm going to actively not watch that, too.
You're the worst.
I mean, you got to sit down and watch
it. Oh,
that,
wait. Another fun fact.
Uh-huh.
That, the T-whatever droid that you called
him. Yeah, the IG-88,
that,
yeah.
That's not IG-88. Apparently, it's like a clone of him that he can then move between the droids.
Well, can you really say clone if he's a robot? And then they just build a second?
Well, yeah, he just moves bodies, basically.
Okay. But Voltron.
But he is voiced by Taika Waititi.
Of course he is. So there's some Marvel influence in this.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't wait!
Yeah, man.
I can't wait!
Dude, he's voiced by fucking Taika Waititi.
How much? What do you bet?
I watched this video where they took the scene where Darth Vader's like, I will pay anybody this amount of bounty to get Han Solo or whatever, and then it just shows T-88's face, and he's like, fuck off, ghost. Piss off, ghost.
Hey, man.
That's the best thing. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Dude. That's...
It's gonna be pretty good, man.
That's what Star Wars should be.
Exactly.
I didn't watch The Last Skywalker and get hyped like I did for that trailer.
No. It shouldn't be these epic fucking shits. It's the universe that everyone loves. Why not just spend some time exploring it, which is what this looks like it's gonna do. That's what I want, man.
Give me a Him Boofied Bosk. What's Him Boofied mean?
I don't have any idea.
I know who Bosk is. He's the alligator bounty hunter. But I don't know what himboofied means.
Himbified?
Him. What?
I don't know.
Oh, you gonna apply for the Apple card, man?
No, I want to see what Pinella said.
That's a lot of text messages with Pinella over there.
Okay, he didn't say anything.
Was that just a picture of a man he texted you?
That was a picture of Dane Cook from, like...
Why would he send you
2004
this?
To now, probably.
Oh, God! Well, now you gotta share that with the audience.
And he's like, same person.
I mean, just throw a chill to the camera. I don't care that much.
No.
It is Dane Cook.
Like, I don't think it will work.
It's good enough. People saw it. It's good enough.
I'll just put it in Discord.
No, don't do that. Don't horrify our audience.
Sucks.
Dude, that looks good. This looks great. November 12th.
Getting close. Getting close.
God. Okay, I showed you. There, you saw it. All right. Okay, and then the other news is Obi-Wan Kenobi officially happening with Ewan McGregor. They showed a picture of him. All right, there you go. Ewan McGregor. You saw it. Okay.
Just as Obi-Wan?
Yeah. That's really all they announced is officially. What we already talked about last week is officially happening now. The rumor is confirmed. They brought out Ewan McGregor. Blah, 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 you know. Are you applying?
Yep, there it is.
There it is, man.
There it is.
You won't.
What is it?
It's a credit card. Do it. Just hit continue, man. You won't. You won't.
Unlimited daily cash?
Yeah, you can withdraw as much cash as you want, man, from your card.
And
up to your credit
limit.
No fees. No fees, man.
So would it tell me, like, my credit limits?
Once you apply, yeah. But see, look, all filled out.
It's
next
creepy.
One, all filled out.
It's the wrong apartment number.
Aw, so close. and then it needs the last four.
Oh, fuck.
See?
I don't want to do it. Wait, can I do this, and then it will tell me, and then I get to decide whether or not I want
to
do it?
I don't think so. You have to apply in order to get your credit limit. It's going to be high, dude. Your credit's good.
Yeah, cancel.
Cancel?
I may do it later. I need to look into it.
Coward.
I'm not doing anything off the goat.
Just ruin your finances, dude, on a whim. Come on, man. What's the problem?
You, that's the problem.
Are you accusing me of trying to destroy your credit?
Yeah, that's okay, what it sounds like.
That's fair. Does that sound, it does sound like. Okay, you want to watch this Breaking Bad thing? You're going to be underwhelmed. Prepare yourself.
Oh, I know.
Prepare yourself.
I don't know what to tell you. I ain't said like 500 times already.
See the picture of the bald man up there?
I have no idea where he is. Don't know where he's headed either. North, south, west, east, Mexico, the moon. I don't have a clue. But yo, even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Because I've been watching the news, same as everybody else. I seen that little cage of his they kept him in. I heard about what all they did to him to make sure he kept cooking. So sorry. I don't know what to tell you. No way I'm helping you people put Jesse Pinkman back inside a cage.
I believe it's about the car, El Camino. That's all I can think about. The El Camino, dude.
That's it?
That's it. Well, and the date, which is surprisingly soon. October 11th. Right.
I think people are just giving up on trailers. You think?
I don't know, man.
Like, I mean, especially Netflix. Because, I mean, what they're going for is their subscribers. And they're like, look.
Don't you think they should try to get more subscribers, though, if what you're saying is true?
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking should.
Like, maybe show some Jesse Pinkman.
Maybe.
Instead of Stinky Pete, you know?
Is that Stinky Pete?
That's Stinky Pete right there.
Gross.
He looks like he's been doing a little too much meth. I don't know how much meth is too much, but he's definitely done too much.
I mean, that macro lens they had on there was
pretty
good,
they're
though.
Definitely shooting that with some DSLRs, you know? And we live in a great... we you saw the same thing. We're like, let's stop listening to dialogue. And just look at that depth of field.
That depth of field.
It's so beautiful.
It. It's great.
This is why we can't watch Hobbs and Shaw, by the way, because we're too hoity-toity.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, man. So, I don't know. The biggest news to me is that it's soon, because I feel like they just started filming it. Like, I feel like all the articles we read about it were like, it just started filming 2 weeks ago. It's coming out, Jesse Pinkman. And then all of a sudden, no, it's actually going to be released in two months from now. Less than 2 months. Almost a month.
I mean, there's no special effects.
I guess.
You would think it would be a pretty easy
post-production.
That
doesn't mean they shot it last week, though, no. You know? I mean...
I'm sure they shot it last year.
It's just nuts that it's out. That's it, you know?
Number 3 on trending. Wow.
That means there's 2 above it. What do you think it is? Mandalorian and... Maria and Felix wedding from PewDiePie is number 2.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
He never gets on. Oh, what's the Lady and the Tramp, bro?
That's another launch Disney Plus. Have you not
the
seen
the trailer?
Do you care about this?
Yeah, man. Lady
you care
and
about
the fucking Tramp?
You care about Lady and the
you
Tramp?
You kidding me? Is this going directly to Disney
yes,
Plus?
This is an original film for Disney Plus.
Wow.
Well, I've got no leashes.
Well, I'm glad it's an actual dog instead of CGI.
No peanut butter.
With me, every day could be an adventure.
Oh, God! Whoa!
Didn't expect that.
I was not ready for talking dog, bro.
I mean, they talk in the movie.
I know, but I wasn't ready for that.
They did a good job. Casting of Tramp, fantastic. He looks like Poppins.
This is the exact same dog from Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is the night.
That's a CGI dog.
This is something else. On this lovely
bed, I know. That looks fucked up, bro.
Like, you don't like it?
No.
See, you have a problem
with... Who's the cast? Go back.
You have a problem with these animated movies. Tessa Thompson, Justin Theroux.
Who's Justin Theroux? I recognize him.
He's the guy who banged Fergie for a bit.
Sam Elliott?
He looks like... who's the guy in Transformers? Dehumel?
Josh?
He looks like that guy.
Okay.
He's that guy, but not that guy.
But Yvette Nicole Brown and Ken Jeong, those are two those are two guys
from maybe,
Community.
And F. Murray Abraham's pretty famous, too.
Yeah, but those are two guys from Community. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with that?
Is this a goddamn Russo Brothers collaboration?
I don't know, man. Let's see. No, Charlie Bean directed it. You know who Charlie Bean is?
I don't.
Me either. I mean, look at their Disney Plus, dude. I hate that curved plus, but like, I mean, that's a pretty big lineup. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars. How's it make you feel, by the way, that Star Wars is last on that list?
Fine.
Really?
I don't care.
Like, the only thing worse than Star Wars is National Geographic.
That's fine.
You okay with that?
Yep.
I feel like National Geographic could probably move up.
It should.
You know? I don't know, but the
Planet
Mandalorian...
Earth is pretty crazy.
Mandalorian's pretty good, though. I did not know you cared about Lady and the Tramp.
I love that movie.
I did not know. There's an official trailer for Disney Plus.
Let's watch it.
We might as well be everybody. Disney might as well pay us at this point,
right? They own Sesame Street.
Yeah, they're the Muppets, dude.
Something's happening. Something extraordinary.
Okay, wait, go back. What was that? Was that Tron?
Yeah,
something
right?
Extraordinary.
That?
Yeah, that's Tron.
That's
right?
Tron?
Yeah, they did that?
You got my money right there. If I can watch Tron Legacy
something
just
exciting.
On repeat, I'm down. Have you
it's
watched
Aladdin?
Aladdin yet?
I haven't. Waiting
it's
for
good.
Chris, dude.
Authentic it's good.
True. Waiting for Chris.
Everything changes now.
And snap.
What's next? The future.
Haven't
that's
seen that
specialty.
Yet either. Woo-hoo! Looks good.
Looks dumb.
You're dumb.
Free Solo?
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
Dude, that show is crazy good.
Yeah.
That's National Geographic.
Do you trust me?
Ah.
Yes.
Fox, Simpsons.
Yeah.
May the Force be with us.
That's the best Star Wars movie, by the way.
Rogue One?
Yeah. Spoiler. Phineas and Ferb, bro! Are you down with
High
the Ferb?
High School Musical?
I don't That's know what
right.
that was.
That is, no, it is. That's
a
Disney.
Wonderful dream come true.
Pete's Dragon.
Pete
incredibly
Dragon,
underrated, by the way. That's a remake that I feel doesn't get enough love.
Rare. That was Jeff Goldblum.
You have magic.
Why was Wanda the last frame of that?
Dude, because she's a badass. I don't know, dude.
I mean, she is. She about destroyed Thanos.
Yeah, so.
Acid, I don't respect any of your movie decisions if you have not seen Tron.
I haven't seen Tron. I haven't seen either of them.
That was the first movie I saw in the IMAX here.
Well, I didn't live here when that opened, though, remember?
God, it was so good.
And I didn't see it.
So fucking good, man. Jeff Bridges.
Hey, I'll watch it when
Olivia
it comes to Disney
Wilde?
Plus. I'll watch it when it comes to Disney Plus, man. Okay, I'll watch that when it's on Disney Plus.
Good.
Okay, I ain't watching What We Do in the Shadows yet, though.
That's fine. Just watch Troy.
Okay.
Tron.
Troy Tron. It's the Brad Pitt Orlando Bloom Jeff Bridges crossover movie. It's about two people from the ancient Greek
they go
empire.
Into computers,
they go
but
into computers.
Surprisingly, it's Greek mythology.
I'd be fine with that, dude. That'd be great.
That'd be sick, man.
That would be great.
They're all riding on light cycles with swords and spears. I'm ready for that.
I just read what Acid said, and that is so disturbing.
Olivia Wilde? Me too.
I mean, I would too, but like, I don't like the wear like a hockey mask. Was this phrasing?
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Yeah, like a hockey mask?
Like, I mean, I get the
like, I'd put her on like a hat, you know?
Exaggeration, but yeah, no, just more of like a stuffed body in the corner you just stare at. Like, I don't want to be her. I just want to stare at her. Constantly.
I think she's, like, about being on the face.
Yeah, I think she wants to be her.
No. I think she wants...
Okay, Asa, don't pretend like what I just said is any worse than what you fucking said, okay?
I would like to be clear. I think what we're saying here, Acid and I, is that we would like Olivia Wilde to sit on our face naked.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's...
That's a lot different than a murdered, stuffed body in the corner.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, I would prefer that option before mine. Okay. I'm just saying. Please don't put that on the internet.
Why not?
Because that's fucked up.
So? That's you.
So? What? That's not me.
That's... You just said
it! I thought we were talking about killing people and wearing the skin.
You said it, man.
Where's her... I would wear her like a hockey mask. What am I supposed to interpret from that?
Look, man, I'll make it...
That I'm gonna wear a pussy constantly on my face? Is that what I'm supposed to interpret? Because that's not where my mind went.
I'll make a deal with you. If you give me a clip to replace that one, I won't put it up.
Ah, fuck. That's hard. I can't do it.
How many beers we got left over there?
I believe 4.
Let's keep them going, I guess, man. I mean, I'm out of stuff. This is it.
And we blew through that real quick.
We did blow through it real quick. Who else do you want to sit on your face, man?
A lot of people. Specifically my girlfriend. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be great. Have she ever done that? That's sad, dude. I'll sit on your face.
I told her about it like a week ago.
Oh, yeah?
And she was like, this is the first time I ever knew that you wanted me to sit on your face.
I honestly, when I first started dating Chris, I gave her a card that's like, here's what I would like you to do. And it just had a picture and a diagram.
Really?
Yeah. Full illustration. I paid good money for it. I had a... I was going to name an illustrator, but I couldn't think of any. Well, my first guy... But
Stanley.
What happened is I went to the guy who did all the Saturday Evening Post drawings, but I can't remember his name. And then I flamed out.
Okay. This is a false story.
What's the name of the guy who did Saturday Evening Post?
I don't have a clue.
Come on, man! He's famous!
I don't know what that is. Jack Dorsey.
No, that's Twitter!
The guy with the afro paint stuff.
That's Bob Ross.
Bob, I knew his name was Bob. I couldn't think of his last name.
I'm so mad that I can't remember.
Look it up. Saturday night, what? What even is that?
Norman Rockwell. I knew that! I'm so mad!
What is the Saturday Evening Post?
It's just a bunch of... It's a magazine that's famous for Norman Rockwell. That's all it is. You've seen 100 of his pictures. All of these. He drew these.
I've never seen those in my life.
How have you never seen a Saturday Evening Post?
I've never
dude?
Seen one of those in my life.
How have you never seen a Saturday Evening Post? He's a very talented artist.
Yeah, he looks like a crapshoot.
Okay, do you know what that means? Why did Acid just type, "Lol, Norman Rockwell is dead"?
Laughing at death.
I'm kind of back on your thing with the hockey mask thing now. She might have been talking about a body. All right?
She definitely was. She just got saved by
but
the
when
whole...
when did he die,
I'm,
Acid?
I'm wearing her pussy on my face.
You don't know! Okay, he died in 1978, so yeah, okay, my story fell... You know what else? It fell apart years ago!
He was born in 1894.
He's an old mother nicker, dude!
18?
Yeah!
18!
Yeah!
And you know who the fuck he is?
Dude, I'm old!
When were you born?
87!
Then you were never... He was never alive when
we
you were alive!
We covered that! I said I flamed out, man!
Wow.
There's a lot of old people I know you ever heard of. Jesus.
I don't know who that is. Does he save people or something?
I know who he is because I used to go to the hometown buffet. You remember the hometown buffet, dude? You never went to the hometown buffet?
Is it where the Golden Corral is?
No, but it's like a Golden Corral. It's actually where Chillin' Liquor is. That's where that's building was the hometown buffet. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, they had all the art in there was Saturday Evening Post. That's how I know it. You know why the hometown buffet went out of business? Because every single one of their patrons was 975 years old and they all died.
That makes sense.
They did have the best chocolate milk. The best. I gotta pee. Yo-yeet, dude.
Catch, man. Why? Are you drunk?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. That's not good, right, chat? I mean, I'm decently... decently there, you know. Honest to God, I love you guys so much, but I was like this close close to a fucking nap at like 1:51, and I can't nap after the show. I got things to do. I just want to fucking nap, guys. I'm sorry. Naps are great, Acid, and I really want one. What things? I got a dinner. I can't. I have to go to the gym to maintain the body I have. It's really sad and depressing. After that, I have to go to dinner with Britt's mother. And she lives in Derby. I don't want to do the drive.
Back.
Please take the Mickey ears off my head, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I need these for me, so no. That makes sense. Okay. Hey, what's up, dude? How you doing?
I want a nap really bad.
Yeah. Do you want to end?
No, we have 34 minutes to cover.
Let me ask you this question. We make any money today?
No.
Then are we obligated to be here?
Just from the words that we say.
I don't say... What words do we say?
I mean, actually, yeah, we never specified times.
I never say how long the show is. Just when it starts, not when it ends. Don't put yourself in a box, dude.
That's true.
You can do 5 minutes.
Do you remember way back when I was like, can't we just do an hour and a half show? And you were like, no, it has to be 2 hours.
Like way back when, like 10 years ago? Well, yeah, back then I was obsessed with copying radio. We also did commercial breaks back then.
Do you see his hair sticking up?
I don't.
Look at it.
What do you want me to say, man?
Fucking alfalfa over here.
Alfalfa?
Alfalfa.
Did you say alfalfa?
I said alfalfa.
Alfalfa?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa?
Isn't that the guy from the thing?
I feel like if you say alfalfa really fast, it sounds like alfalfa. Alfalfa.
Yeah, it does.
Alpha, alpha.
That's why they say alpha, beta.
Alpha, beta? Master, beta?
What? Coordinator?
What's happening?
There's a bug.
Don't do that! Stop it! Stop! Stop! Don't hit my boob! With you.
See, there's a clip that can replace my
No, you I mean you murder. Physically have to clip something and send it to me and replace it.
Nah, too.
Well, and that one's going up?
Don't care.
That's okay. Fine. So do you want to end or what?
You want to hear what I did last night?
I thought you didn't do anything this weekend.
I did something last night.
Okay, what'd you do?
We went to a hooker bar.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to pump the brakes a bit because what is that?
Well... From the guys I was with, it's actually a hookah bar.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't know what it was.
Wasn't the bean scene, was it?
They called it a hooker bar. No, it was not.
What's it called?
It was a place called Heat.
I hate Wichita so much. Okay, yes. All right, so you went to Heat.
We went to Heat to meet up with Britt's co-worker, boss, and his friends.
Is any of that happening?
No.
Okay, all right, just checking, yeah.
It was an outdoor cigar / hookah bar with a bar.
Where's it at?
It's on Rockin' Central.
Okay, let me ask you this question. So you can't smoke indoors because of law, right?
Mm-hmm. You can smoke hookah indoors by law if you were established before the law changed So, like, being seen.
But you can't do
them.
Cigarettes.
You can't do cigarettes or cigars.
Okay, but, and you also can't take alcohol off the business premises.
Correct.
But if they put up a flimsy fence,
yep,
that's all it requires to drink alcohol outside.
Basically, but you do need to get a permit to have a patio.
Okay.
Because Emerson was the same way. Emerson
just
Biggins.
So confusing.
Was the same way. They had a patio, but you couldn't go out there with a drink. You'd have to leave it inside because they didn't have the permission or the license to do it yet.
Okay.
So they did eventually just open up windows inside of a closed off room and be like, this is your smoke room.
So what defines, do you think there's a legal document somewhere that defines what indoors means?
I believe so.
Because how can you be like, this is a fence.
Mm-hmm. But this is a wall with a whole bunch of open windows.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't smoke in there.
You can smoke in the indoors part.
With all the open windows?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
I don't understand the law, dude.
I don't know if they, like, were just like, fuck it. If somebody comes and shows up, then we'll deal with it. But if not, like, here... Because we're not going to get business if people can't smoke cigarettes, because everybody who goes to a bar and drinks smokes.
Why can you smoke cigarettes inside the casino?
Because casinos, I believe, have different rules.
Why don't they just say we're a casino and put one slot machine
because
in?
Because casinos are illegal in Kansas.
But they're not, because we have one.
No, we don't. That's technically in Oklahoma.
No, the Mulvane one is in Kansas.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, it's
Kansas
only,
Star?
Yeah, it's called
that's
Kansas,
in Kansas
Star, you forehead. Of course
well,
it's in Kansas.
Well, then that makes no fucking
that's
sense.
What I'm
it must
saying.
Be based off of districts then.
Well, yeah, I think it's county based or something. But mm-hmm. yeah, that casino, well, technically it's operated by the Kansas Lottery. So maybe they're just like, because it's government, we can do whatever we want.
That's fucked up.
But I feel
up.
Like, well, also the Riverside Cafe right over here where we eat all the time, they have a slot machine in there. I don't know how that works.
Oh, yeah, and then that gas station over at fucking Tyler or Ridge and 13th has Keno machines.
I don't get it, dude. It's like, I don't know, man.
I don't either.
Like, why can't Emerson Biggins just put a slot machine in, be like, we're a casino, and then they can smoke and drink anywhere they want? It just, I don't understand it, dude.
Well, I mean, nowadays, you probably don't want people smoking.
Why?
Indoors.
Why?
Because it will drive the other business.
Yeah, but you'll
like
get all the smoker
away.
People there.
Yeah, but
smoker people, I got news for you. They don't care about their money. They spend all their money on crap.
That's true.
Yeah.
And like cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah.
If
like,
you if you
like e-cig juice.
Yeah. You spend how much money do you think you spend a month on e-cigs?
Too much.
Good number. I know, you know, I feel bad cuz I'm making you think about it right now and I feel like
too
I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
It's probably about $20 a week.
That's only $100 a month then.
Only.
Well, acid, don't vape shame Colby, all right? It's 2019.
I mean, this thing, I spend $13 probably every month.
Okay.
On actual e-juice.
That's not bad.
But then I have the smaller one, which I use in places where I cannot vape, where I need to vape,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to be there for a long period of time.
AKA work. He didn't say it.
Nope.
Because they don't...
Definitely
yeah.
not work.
Yeah, because, you know, they're going to listen to the rest of this episode where you talked about making a body skin suit out of Olivia Wilde. And they're going to be like, that's fine, but we get to the vape part, it's over.
Definitely not work.
Okay.
But long periods of time and places, then yeah, I buy the smaller one, which costs about $10 per every two, and I run through two...
I'm going to stop you. I can't.
In about four days.
I can't keep up. Just give me a number, or just say next
topic.
I spent
about $100 a month.
Okay, so... also, Hammy said, sounds like a gay bar. We talked about Heat, and I would like you to know that there is a gay bar here. Colby's been to it many times. What's the name of that?
XY.
XY, there you go. Just like the jelly. That's KY.
It's KY.
All right, so anyway, you're at Heat Hookah Bar.
Yeah, man.
Okay, what else?
These dudes show up.
Okay.
Apparently, there's this, like, guys club called the Wagon Masters.
Oh, is that, like, where they do the
like
chili
that?
Cook-off?
Maybe.
Are those people?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But apparently they're dudes who hang out together, they go to Vegas trips together, shit, like all these trips, I don't know.
Okay.
The whole night was
so
just
so it's like
me.
An adult fraternity? Chili cook-off people. Thanks, babe. Get out of here.
They...
We're doing high quality content.
They were, I was just literally sitting there listening
yeah.
to these rich-ass motherfuckers just talk about what they do, their trips to San Diego, to Tijuana, to fucking Vegas, to fucking California.
So you're just sitting over there being jealous? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, hard.
Well, why don't you join them, dude?
I don't have the money. They're not paying for me.
Yeah, how do you know?
I know, because they were talking about how
each one... You just spent
$80
on breakfast.
Paid
I'm going to guess you
other.
Have the money.
I don't.
You don't? Have you looked?
I have no idea.
Here we go. Wichita Wagon Masters, dude. Look at this. Promoting the good life. Okay, about. Let's read about them, dude. Wichita Wagon Masters Wind Wagon is the biggest toy in the territory, and the men of the Wagon Masters operated exclusively under the command of Admiral Wind Wagon Smith. What is happening?
What the fuck does that mean?
The Wagon Masters were born when Pat Brooks, the first director of Wichita Festivals Incorporated, and now the honorary Wagon Master, after kicking the Wind Wagon Smith story around for a couple years and needing a theme and support group for the festival, presented the idea to her board in the late 1973. The chartering began in early 1974 for an organization to support the River Festival and other projects of benefit to the city. Some say that Captain Smith and his wind wagon were only a legend. Not entirely so. Wagons with sails were actually part of early Kansas prairie history. You can find pictures of them in Kansas history books. Wonderful Walt Disney brought it all to life in a movie cartoon in the early 1940s with the famous Western quartet, the Sons of Pioneers, singing the story of Doggerel, an old sea dog, ship's log of the original Captain Wind Wagon Smith, who fancied himself a bit of a poet. Then it all became real when the River Festival adopted the Wind Wagon and its skipper, now promoted to Admiral, Wind Wagon Smith as the standard bearer. Sam Mobley, with much arm twisting by his wife Margaret, designed the original Wind Wagon, partnered after the cartoon model with official permission from Walt Disney Enterprises. Bill and Bob Goebel and the Star Lumber Gang built it and donated it to the festival. Members of the festival board did the painting. The Wind Wagon is now owned jointly by Wichita Festivals Incorporated and Wichita Wagon Masters. The current ship is the Wind Wagon 2, as we wore the original one out parade-wise. Shipwright Sam and Star Lumber came up with a more rugged one. Captain Earl Callison had an early crack at mast designing. Admiral Wind Wagon Smith is nominated each year by the trail bosses, the past admirals at Wichita Festivals, Inc. Board of Directors, and then the selection is made by PAWS, all in caps, P-A-W-S. The admiral reigns over the festival in May and serves throughout the year. The admiral's court, the Prairie Schooner Mates, is made up of the top junior girl from each of the Wichita area high schoolers. Are they just... Okay.
This is my... I all right. Just move on.
The accompanying admiral, as he and the wind wagon, lead the magnificent sundown parade that kicks off the festival on his round of duties throughout the year. Okay, so let me stop real quick. I'm going to try to recap for me, because I'm a little drunk, for you, because you look confused and scared that high school woman's being raped, and also for the people who are listening who don't live in Wichita. Every year in June, we have a Wichita River Festival. It's basically a big thing where a lot of fatties come out and eat funnel cake and pretend to love the city. We throw all our trash in the river. I think that's what we actually do. There's a couple bands that come and do concerts that you've never heard of. One of them is
Sublime was there.
Okay.
I gotta pee now.
Wait, I'm in the middle of discussing this.
Well, you describe Riverfest some more.
Okay, Riverfest, it happens downtown. They close off the roads, and then they make you buy a button, which costs $10, I guess, to pay for the festival. Even though when you get into the festival, you have to pay for everything in it, all the food, all the beverages, everything, okay? They occasionally do some free stuff, but it's not really free because it's like the Cox Communications face painting tent. I don't want to do that, but technically all of the concerts are free. You show up with your button, it's technically free. They don't have a lot of good people. It's all washed up bands from like the 90s and 80s that we would care about if it was the 90s or the 80s. That's Wichita River Festival. And so what I'm hearing here is there is a parade to kick off the Wichita River Festival every year called the Sundown Parade. And the Wagon Masters have built a wind wagon that the Admiral, who I guess is elected from the wind wagoners, he sits on the wind wagon and it's the beginning of the parade and it leads the parade route. I think that's what is happening. I'm guessing a wind wagon is a prairie schooner, a covered wagon. Think Oregon Trail.
I would,
but instead of it has sails on it,
has
instead
sails,
of horses.
Yeah, that's
horses.
What I'm getting.
That's stupid.
That's what I'm getting.
All right, back to this. The Wagon Master organization is made up of 100 business and professional men, 76 top hands in honor of the bicentennial, 24 greenhorns, and various assorted old hands, too old to work but plenty of life left to party.
Dude, they party fucking hard from the stories I heard last night.
Membership applications are accepted on behalf of any business or professional man at least 25 years of age.
I believe no women can join.
With
them.
A full
Even
residency.
Even though it sounded like it was started by a woman.
It was. Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. With a full residency in the Wichita area. Trail bosses are the governing body of 6 to 15 members serving 3-year terms. Leadership is provided by a captain, first mate, pursuer, and yeoman. The admirals get the accolades, but it's the captains who handle the heavy work of making the wagon masters go. One of the highlights of the year is changing of the guard. Each June, the new captain is installed, and the old captain gets his just desserts.
I believe I met this year's captain last night.
Okay. This could take such a violent form as concrete cut tycoon being buried alive in cement or other ghoulish punishment for the fitting crimes of the past. Okay, did I read that sentence?
What? Where?
I'm a little drunk. I feel like that sentence didn't make sense. I'm trying to get.
Where was it?
We're right here. This can take such violent form as a concrete tycoon being buried alive in cement or various other ghoulish punishment for fitting crimes of the past captain. What? Are they murdering people?
Hold on.
You can't eat people just because they don't put drugs up their ass. What am I reading right now?
But it's the captains who handle the heavy work of making the wagon masters go. One of the highlights of the year is the changing of the guard. Each June, the new captain is installed, and the old captain gets his just desserts.
So, yeah, the new captain
this
goes in there.
This can take such violent form as a concrete tycoon being buried alive in cement or various other ghoulish punishments for fitting crimes of the past captain.
So what's happened is the new captain is elected, and the new captain decides what he's going to do to the old captain.
Right.
Like, you're going to get worn as a hockey mask. What is he doing?
Fuck, bro.
Okay. The Wind Wagon sails under the watchful eye of the elite guard of the Wind Wagon, with its commander, navigator, and bosun. Chief duties of the guard are to escort the Wind Wagon on parades and perform the elaborate piping off of the admiral at the reviewing stand. What is a piping off of the admiral?
I don't know.
Okay.
Where are you at on your beer there, bro?
What?
Where are you at
on
your beer?
A little more than halfway. Do I need to... We have two left or something?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I've had 5 and I'm about to go to the gym.
This is my third, so you're ahead of me.
Sounds great. Well, 5 and 4 makes 9, which is all I brought, so... Let me tell you, Coors Light,
so good,
or any normal beer, is so much better than this fucking bullshit.
It is, dude.
Right here.
You know why? Because
this
we're drunk.
This is horrible.
You know why? Because we're drunks, and you know what this tastes like?
Water?
Nothing. Yes.
Yes. But that has sugar in it and made my face red as a beet, and I did not want it.
This liquor right here, goes down the gullet, infects us with its poison, and we move on.
Yep.
That stuff over there,
it fucks you up.
It makes you feel good, you know. That's vanity liquor. This is for people who are ready to get the job done.
Dude, I am burping up spinach and garlic.
Burping like, to my mouth.
You know the eggs that they had at that place?
No, I can't go there. I can't afford it.
It was spinach, egg, and mushroom. That was all in the
that
scrambled
delicious,
eggs.
Dude.
It was, but it's now making me burp up really bad-tasting shit.
I'm sorry, man.
Also, I'm farting like the worst
smells.
I don't
smell
you can imagine. I'm glad. I'm assuming it's blowing it behind
you. It's blowing
you.
Back there. Pikachu's dying. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm really bad.
Let him rip, dude, because my whole groin smells like Fallujah constantly. So you just let it go, dude. It's fine. It's no big deal. Let him rip. Let's go back to this, dude.
Oh, my groin smells like Fallujah. Is that Vietnam?
No, Fallujah's like, I think that's
Korea?
I think that's a city in Iraq.
Is it?
I think so. I'm not totally sure. I'm trying to figure out what the Wagon Masters are, man.
Dude, they're fucked up dudes.
Can
That's
we get
all
serious?
I'm seeing. That's all
Can
I'm
we get
seeing.
Serious?
Let's go.
The bosun pipes and the admiral makes his grand descent under the arch of crossed mops. What am I reading right now?
Dude,
mops are used because...
Because what?
Conestoga?
Conestoga?
For a Conestoga wagon with the sail, the crew are naturally part sailors as well as being cowboys. Dude, I feel like someone did a line of cocaine
and... Oh, we're
and
so close to the end of this horse shit, but yeah.
In a one-day barn raisin, a home was built at Cowtown for the wind
what
wagon.
What the fuck is a one-day barn raisin, bro?
With an adjoining room for trail boss meetings. Jim Greer III, EB Construction Crew, and Bob Goble Star Lunder Boys gave mighty assistance based on Callison's Keeler Concrete. The Wagon Master volunteers did peon work. It was another Shipwright Sam design with help from Monty Robson. Dave Norris plumbed, G. Hag furnaced, Fauna Stock air conditioned, Scotch and Sirloin gave chairs and a refrigerator, and Harbor Master Bob Goble, with great hope from Rosalie, papered, painted, curtained, tiled, and furnished a comfortable home for weary seamen.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
So from what I'm getting from that last paragraph was that this is written in, like, old-timey, like, ways of saying things. Like, cowboy times of writing and saying stuff.
I played
but
Red Dead
really,
Redemption 2. I understood it all.
It's probably, like, 1980s kind of shit. Like, Fawn Stock's a real company. Scotch and Sirloin's a real restaurant.
Yeah, I think what it's saying is that
like
the
refrigerators
owners
exist
of these places are in the wind wagon.
Right.
So, like, the guy who owns Star Lumber made the people who make $5.75 an hour come out to some barn in the middle of June and put it up for him.
Okay.
And then he helicoptered around
Dave
the
Norris
place.
Plumbed it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
G-Hog furnished it.
He didn't. His employees did.
Right.
While he sat fat cat on top of a pile of cash in a prairie schooner while he's banging some high school girl who is honored to be there.
Yep.
The Wind Wagon annually sails at the Special Olympics. The Sundown Parade is on location at all festival events. We've sailed to Arkansas City, because you don't say Arkansas in Kansas. I would like to clear that up. Arkansas City, Derby, Halstead, Hutchinson, Kingman, Sedgwick, Valley Center, and Oxford.
It's not that big of an area.
It's not. It's very small. In 1975, we sailed in the New York City's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Preempted from nationwide coverage and instant glory by a McDonald's hamburger commercial?
What?
So what you're telling me is that in 1975...
Mm-hmm.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was like, fine, you guys can come put your stupid prairie schooner in our parade. And then they rolled commercial break when they were about to be on camera because no one gives an F.
Then also, you missed this last sentence.
Well, I haven't
got
that.
The King of Sweden passed us by in fast review in Lindsborough. 1976.
Some of the Lindsborough manpower events in the Wagon Master schedule are Steffen's Ice Cream Social and the Old Town Block Party for the River Festival, and a new and fast-growing civic event, the Good Life Awards, a black tie dinner where local citizens are rewarded for excellence in such fields as education, public service, community leadership, etc. We've also been in and out of roasts, rodeos, cook-off, freedom trains. The work is all fun and a lot of, quote, fun-only events include commercial party, mountain oyster feed at Dean Norris's, Angus Anchor's, KC trips, Super Bowl parties, Valentine's parties, clam bake, lobster available, tailgate party, and special seating for a festival pop concert with other events popping up occasionally. I would like to state that they never unquoted that. A great number of cowboy sailor heroes have sailed with the wind wagon. Congressman Dan Glickman once carried a mop in the elite guard. You'll find many more famous names in the following lists of founders, captains, admirals, and trail bosses. The admirals have had their own exclusive club, the Paws. Past Admiral Windwagon Smiths. That's literally how it ends. They said, here's a following list, and then there's no list. Can we log in?
Can we log in?
I don't got the login, bro.
There's this, I would pay. I will pay anyone $100 who hacks this site.
Wow.
Okay, so what did you learn last night about the Wagon Masters, man?
That they like to fucking party it up in Las Vegas.
Like, what do you mean? Like, party it up? Like, what's that mean? Like, do they give examples or?
This dude ran into a pole, started bleeding from his forehead, walked into Caesars in Las Vegas, needed some towels.
That's old person partying.
Yeah, they all stayed in each other's rooms. This dude had a CPAP machine.
Like that type of stuff?
I mean, I can't really remember because I wasn't paying too much attention. It was different. Let me say that. It was different. If anybody leads a normal life in this chat, it's different than that. It's all rich people shit. How do I get in it?
I don't know.
Member sign in? Click on member sign in and see if there's a register button.
That's going to take me to this.
There's not a register button?
No.
Damn. You probably have to be invited in then.
Wichita Wagon Masters was formed by a group of civic-minded business executives with a single purpose.
Is that the wagon? The wind wagon? Right there on the water?
No, it can't be because it's in a parade and they don't do the parade on the water.
Well, no, but I'm assuming it's also sailing since it has sails.
You think I could just Google, like, Wichita Wagon Masters and get photos? I don't want maps, you eight-head!
Oh, I'm having a heart attack.
Can
you type?
No, I'm so drunk right now, dude. Here it is.
There it is.
This is it right here.
Don't you hate how they don't have a view source button anymore?
I hate it.
I fucking hate it so much.
That's it. Also, these are all the idiots.
Zoom in.
Is there a way to download it? Like, look at it. Bigger? Could I just, like...
Enter full screen, bro. Go back.
There we go. Oh, buddy. Oh, look at this guy, dude.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. There's some ladies. Like, there's a woman here. There's a couple ladies here. There's one there. There's a whole bunch of them back here.
See anybody you recognize?
I do. I'm not going to point them out because it'll cause a lot of problems.
That's
but
fine.
There is one person that I know.
Really?
I've had dinner with one person in this.
Really?
Party, yes. And the next time I see him, I'm going to order 6 shots of whiskey and then I'm going to start talking about it. And I hope Chris is listening because she's the only one who's going to be able to stop me.
One. There's a black woman. I see a black woman. There's 2 black... 3!
Whoa, my God. Dude, 4? Wow, that's actually for Kansas? That's pretty impressive, actually. Dude, you gotta get in this.
Oh, I'll pass.
No, you're a professional, man. I want you to get in on this.
I don't want to get in on anything that has to do with that. No, I'll pass.
They make good chili.
I'll pass.
I like chili. How do you feel about chili?
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan of chili?
Not a big fan of chili, no!
Dude, why not? Chili's great.
It's alright. It's not the best. Why does this say Jan 1320?
That's the expiration date.
Of 1320? January 13th?
Yes.
2020?
Yes.
Beer expires that quick?
Well, it's probably old beer.
No.
Yeah, it only lasts like 6-7 months.
I don't even know where I bought this. 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, it's not beans. It's perishable. It's made of wheat.
So is it like whiskey? Like if you drink really old beer, like it'll get you super fucked up?
No, I think it'll get you sick because it ain't like whiskey. Beer is like fermented and stuff, dude.
I don't know anything about what I put in my body.
I don't know anything about anything.
You know about fermenting?
No, I don't.
You just
I know
said it.
The word fermenting. That's all I know.
Okay.
What's wrong with the way I said beans, acid? Beans! Can that be the new sub alert?
Yes. Agreed. Because right now it's only me. That doesn't incorporate our show.
Can I be can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Okay, so like I've given up on being a professional, okay? Like, I used to be a bigwig, you know, management.
You dress nice, you got fancy shoes.
I had nice clothes, made a lot of money.
Yep.
Okay. I could have joined these professional organizations. Yep. My dream was to get awards, recognition, be written in the paper.
Are we one episode away from 200?
We are.
Fuck.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you want that?
What?
Like, what I, like, recognition, you know? Old, like, be a part of these normal people organizations.
Nope.
You don't
nope.
want it?
All those people look like crazies to me.
You don't want to be a part of, like, some type of organization where you, like, feel like you're in the Illuminati? Because I did. I mean, I still do, to be honest.
Does. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I could do that.
Because you could still. You're a professional.
I'm not.
Yeah, you do. You have a real job. You work with real people. You could you could get it together a bit. Become, like, respectable. Your girlfriend's doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to lean on that hard.
But you can't lean on that because you're a man.
No.
Okay, I got news for
it. It's the 21st century, bro.
Not in Kansas, it's not.
I could lean on her all I want.
Not in Kansas, you can't.
Fuck them, I don't care.
But it doesn't matter.
I already
your
feel
opinion.
That way, so too late.
Who makes more money, you or her?
Me.
Then you can't lean on her.
Not yet.
What you got to do... As a man...
She's going to become a financial
listen,
advisor,
okay.
And then she's going to make a lot of money, and then I'm just going to suck on that tit.
I'm sucking on Chris's tits all the time, okay? Look, I understand. And most people watching right now, you know...
Strong women.
I don't believe this way, but I got to tell you this. Mm. Here in Kansas, 2019, you got to take credit for Britt's accomplishments.
I cannot.
But you got to.
I will.
And then that's how you get into these things.
I won't.
But that's how you do it.
Right, but I don't want to be in that. If I was invited in Illuminati, absolutely, I'd take that.
But this is the Wichita Illuminati.
I don't give a fuck about the Wichita Illuminati.
But this is where you live.
I don't care.
This is where you're
going to
live forever.
Forever, no.
Yes, you will.
Definitely
you're
not.
You're never moving.
You're never moving. That's what it sounds like.
How dare you? Mm. Yesterday, okay, I'm always saying this because I'm drunk. I don't want Chris to hear. Yesterday, I was driving, you know, to Kansas City. And I was like, God, this place sucks. We were driving through Emporia. You ever been to Emporia?
Yep.
It is the worst.
It's real bad.
I was like, God, why am I here? And I asked her, I said, do you think the world would look badly on me if I just abandoned my son and moved to Colorado? No. And she said yes.
I mean, the world? The world don't give a shit about you.
Well, I mean, the world, like the people who watch.
But like everyone that knows you, yeah,
right,
probably.
Which is the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the world, but you know what I mean? Like
your world. Sure.
My world, right?
Yes, your world would definitely look badly upon you.
Yeah. Would you look badly upon me? I'm going to judge your answer.
Yes.
Wow.
A little bit.
So does that mean you look good upon me because I'm not?
Yeah.
You respect me a little bit because
I respect your fatherhood.
I
yes,
live in this world of depression, so my son will have a good life.
Yes.
Okay. That makes me feel
just
a little
as
better.
Long as you're good to your son. I mean, I have not seen very many interactions, but the interactions I have seen,
I'm good.
Are,
I'm great to him, man.
So yes.
I mean, the fact that I stay here is pretty much all I need to do, and I feel like I go way above and beyond that.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
This place sucks, dude. This
place is not great.
It sucks. But you're never going to leave because you should have left already. Like, why are you still here? Well, it's because Britt's got this fancy job now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And most places
before,
suck. That's probably true.
I also enjoy people I know.
That's true.
And I also extremely dislike getting to know new people.
Well, you do have to be honest with yourself at some point that I will never leave you, no matter what. and the rest of the people clearly will because they didn't invite you out yesterday.
That's super true.
Yep.
That's why you're going to be best man.
Dude, that's...
The rest of them I suck my dick.
Beer all over me.
I haven't heard from a lot of them in forever. They don't give a shit. I only see one person twice a week, and that's fucking you.
That's right. Well, sometimes it's once.
I'm going to fuck you.
Hey, what games do you... What are we doing for Kobe Plays Games Thursday?
Did we just miss that, or what?
No, I'm hoping it happens, and it won't happen. You know, just I move past it because it's lies.
I can rent a game.
Are you going to rent a game?
Sure.
Or do you want me to put up a poll?
No, I'll rent a game.
Do I do the thing where if I don't get a game Wednesday, I just do whatever's on the poll?
Or just don't do it at all. That works too.
Well, I mean, I'm asking you if you guarantee you can bring me a game Wednesday night.
I'm going to guarantee bring you a game by Wednesday.
Okay. I mean, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Or Thursday morning. I mean, if you want to stop by at 7 a.m. on Thursday,
Wednesday
that's okay
night,
too.
I will have a game to you.
Okay. If there's no poll, what do?
Don't do a game thing.
I know, but like if I don't do a poll because I'm trusting your guarantee,
yep.
But then you fail on your guarantee, what
I
do we
won't
do?
Won't fail.
But
so
what
don't,
do we do?
We don't need a contingency.
Just Dance.
I won't fail. Absolutely not.
If you forget, Just Dance.
Sure, because I will not forget.
Okay. All right. You heard it here. If he forgets the game by Wednesday, and I don't have time to install it for Colby Plays Games, and I will not do a poll because he's insistent.
Anytime Wednesday night.
Yeah. As long as I... even Thursday morning's fine. I just have to have it before I start, and 2 hours before I start streaming Thursday, so I have time to download and install the files.
All right.
That's all I need.
I can do that.
Okay?
What if I pick one of the games you have?
Then you got to text me. That's okay, too.
Sure.
Whatever game you want. I have Xbox Game Pass, so you can search that online and be like, download this game. I can do that.
Okay.
But I have to know Wednesday. Because I have to be able to download it, because I can't download it while I'm streaming.
I can do that.
And if I will not do a poll, because you're choosing this week.
I'm choosing.
And if you don't give me a game, Just Dance 2019 on the Switch. Right. I own it. It's in there. We can do it. That will be what happens.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. We all heard it. We all heard it right here. How much you got beer you left?
I'm done.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, I'm done too.
Good time to end. We have fulfilled our 2-hour obligation.
Oh, I gotta pee.
Well, end the show and then you can go pee.
I might gotta pee before we leave.
In the fucking show.
I might gotta pee before
we're
we get
done.
The show.
We're done. It's 4:02 in the show.
I gotta pee real bad.
Hey, guys, SethandColby.com. Everything you need, SethandColby.com. Bam to bam. We're done. In the show.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching tonight. We appreciate you. Truly, we do, even though we didn't make any dollars.
Still appreciate you.
Everything at SethandColby.com. Okay. All the social media. Links to the audio podcast version of the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. All of the past VODs, that's video on demand for those of you who aren't up there. You can watch all the past Seth and Colby's. All the past Seth and Colby shows in video format. You're like sitting around one day and you're like, wow, I wish I had something to do. Go watch episode 15. You won't remember it.
I won't.
It's a long time ago.
I don't think either of us would.
No. So go do that. They're all at SethandColby.com. And also merch. Buy a t-shirt. If you buy a t-shirt between now and Thursday, I will send you a picture of my nipple.
That's a good get.
Yep, so there you go.
That's a good buy.
All right, but otherwise, no nipples for you. Okay? So show you that. We'll be back Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, you can't see shit.
Oh, you can't.
It's so close.
Oh, the tease. Nothing. The tease. We'll be back Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time with another episode. And then Colby Plays Games finally returns because we fixed the microphone and we fixed the lighting. It happened. Okay? So we'll see you then. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We love you. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.